This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
Aww, yeah.
You're dead. You're damn right, mother lovers. That's right. It is Monday right here on FUBAR Radio, bitches and bitchettes. And guess what? First of all, we have to thank Ian Boldsworth for the amazing last 2 hours there.
Yes, fantastic. Course, always lovely to see the Boldsworth.
MC Boldsworthy. And you know that last tune gets me hyped because, yeah, man, there's a remix coming out anyway. Like, I ain't going to say too much, but, yeah, me and the Queen was chatting on WhatsApp. You get me? I was WhatsApping. She sent me a Snapchat picture. I was like, rah, I got to write a tune about that shit. So, yeah, just watch out.
Yes, you can listen back to all of the FUBAR shows on the website. Last week, Mice, you were away.
Yeah, man, but I heard it was crazy. My boy Chewbacca had my back, right?
Yeah. It's always great to see Chew. And Chew everyone got to with his investigation.
They got to hear this Ghostface interview.
Yeah.
Well, I want to hit us up, man. I need to know, like, what did you think? How did Ghostface sound? Did he sound wet, or he just sounded like normal?
Oh, God.
You know, hey, yeah, this is just a normal interview. Or was he like, damn, Sarah Love, you know, chocolate ice creams melted all over my fingers type shit.
Chocolate
I don't even
deluxe.
Know if that's what he really sounds like, but it just, yeah.
You imagine.
That's the flow, yeah, that's the flow I can imagine. So
and
hit us
DJ
up, man.
Chaos at Artifacts was in the studio
with
us too.
Wow, how was that,
man? We go
man?
Way back with Chaos Mice.
Yeah, it's true,
Elder
yeah.
Sensei, that was like shit, over 10 years ago.
Yeah, 94, 93 or 94 or something he played at Kung Fu, no?
No, 2004.
Sorry.
We're not that old. Yeah. Come on, man. Right, don't be selling me short. Like, yeah, I'm not that old yet.
I didn't drive here. I flew here. Let's just put it that way.
But yes, if you missed last week's show, definitely hit up the website, foodbarradio.com/hiphop. All of our shows are up there today, up there as well. And today, we have loads more goodness coming up for you. We're going to have some live performances in the studio from one of my favourite MCs in the UK.
Yep, one of mine too.
Ransom Bad Bones. Cannot wait for that. And plus, Mice is back with his investigation, of course.
Yes, of course.
Chew did take the baton last week.
Yeah, true. You know what I mean? How did Chew's investigation go? Were people helping out? Were they?
It was pretty good, although I didn't realise until we were halfway through the investigation that it was actually him airing me out after him spotting my behaviour in the club at the Artifact show because there was some drunk girl there who sort of was a
take
bit out of control.
Space. Yeah.
Yes.
But, I mean, hey.
So I'm a bit slow like that.
And also, you probably had new trainers on as well.
Yeah.
I like how she tried to miss that part out there, the new trainers part. Because that's how I felt this weekend, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I made the mistake of going to do a gig in, where were we? Just the south of Paris. But I had, like, white Jordans on. Like, you know, the white Jordans, fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know what made me think that was a good idea. Yeah, because you're going to be walking around. It's not like I just put them on to go on stage. Obviously, I'm walking around with it. I can't be bothered to hold another pair. Yeah, but I tried my best to stop everyone invading my fucking space, mate. My fucking space. Yeah, anyway.
But yes, we also are going to be telling you about where you need to be hitting up this week for some live shows. And plus, we've got our open mic coming up as well as new music, too. Mm. How do you fancy some Terminology, Sheik Kalooch, Stars P, Ali Shaheed Muhammad?
Serious?
Method Man, some brand new tires, some strange you. You know I got all that goodness.
Oh, boy.
And we want to hear from you guys. So hiphop@foodbarradio.com is the email. And you can reach us on Twitter too, @foodbarradio. Find Mice Diggy, MYSDIGGI. And I'm up there @DJSarahLove. And we've got a big up coming up for you right after this. It's a bit of a throwback classic for me from our guest who's coming up later on in the show, Ransom Bad Bones. This is FUBAR Radio.
Throwback, baby.
Get jacked, take that snatch beer crates at the shop. Get chased by the cops, lodge them off and blaze in the block. See, boy, them are hungry in 4-0 tolerance all over the place. So my face stays anonymous. Metropolitans advancing technology to nab shotters and crack down on street robberies. That's why out on the street there's more cameras, but we still set pedal bikes free with claw hammers. And right about now, blood, we're jacking anything from a phone to a blossed off watch or wedding rings. And check the young yaks jacking up the Tampax. Fiends pat your granddad and snatching Nan's handbag. Kick that bitch off his rollerblades while dark figures jump from bushes and stick you on the motorway. Holding bolties and snipping off your padlocks. We're into office burglaries, licking off the laptops. We jack the fucking trainers off your feet, straight baiting up the street. It's the shadiest of tea. Yo, 9 to 5, where's my out and roll money makers? Paper chasers of the Matrix, fucking agents. I roll snatch and steal just to eat a meal. The pure rush of this shit giving me thrills. Yo, 9 to 5, where's my out and roll money makers? Paper chasers of the Matrix, fucking agents. I roll snatch and steal just to eat a meal. The pure rush of this shit giving me thrills. Yo, we shatter car windscreens and take disabled badges. When the curtain's moving, that's nosy neighbors. Ratting, raiding your baggage, but I'm never turning purse snatcher. You see, I've got morals, I wouldn't hurt Nana. On the back of a 600 with a plasma screen, involve rewards, everybody wants to catch a thief. Grab TVs when you're licking off a posh yard, showing off your sh**, then your crib is getting bombarded. Carrying a crowbar for the phone boxes, crackers to get in your yard with no locksmith. Eat a run at Pizza Hut, acting shocked when they see us thus. That cuss, I ain't seeing cuffs, greed and lust. How much of us believe in trust? It don't exist, everybody's devious. Lurking in Soho to stick a stupid. My sticky fingers are abusing all your superstores. We're qualified to leave the wealthy traumatized with 12-year-olds driving quad bikes through your washing line. This song is dedicated to the crooks, educated by the books, making out a town of shook. Yo, 9 to 5, where's my out on roll money makers? Paper chasers of the Matrix, fucking agents. I rob, snatch and steal just to eat a meal. The pure rush of this shit's giving me thrills. Yo, 9 to 5, where's my out on roll money makers? Paper chasers of the Matrix, fucking agents. I rob, snatch and steal just to eat a meal. When it's time to eat a meal, I rob a Camille. Trying to strive 9 to 5 out in the street.
What you rob and steal, for real, go out to grill. I guess you can call this my 9 to 5.
The 9 to 5, I get the loot with ease.
Trying to strive 9 to 5 out in the street.
What you rob and steal, for real, go out to grill. I guess you can call this my 9 to 5.
When it's time to eat a meal,
I rob and steal. Ransom, Bad Bones, he's going to be live in the studio later. That track was 9 to 5. That was from the official mixtape volume 1, Welcome to the Dark Side.
Live and direct, that's right. You're going to have him up here later on the hip-hop show with Sarah Lover, Mice, Diggy, Mother Lovers.
Cannot wait for that. And we have so much goodness coming up for you as well. But this is the part of the show where we have to put things into perspective.
Into
there's
perspective.
So much perspective. We need a little drop like that. Because, you know, there's a lot of crazy people out there, man, who it feels like they're trying to corrupt everyone's brain and make us all crazy.
Yeah, definitely. It's in the water.
Yeah.
They've been putting that shit in the water since 1992. And a matter of fact, I did some road research.
Road research. Still.
That fluoride actually doesn't do much for you. I'll just put that out there. That's some road science. Apparently they put water in to help with your teeth, but... on road, they're saying it doesn't really.
On road, though.
Yeah.
No, but I think when they started at putting fluoride in the water, there was a lot lower levels of gum disease, which is the most common disease in the world. Gum disease.
Oh, is it?
Word.
Gum disease.
But they sell cigarettes
and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So.
They give me chewing gum, Coca-Cola,
alcohol,
Fanta, all of this shit to make my teeth that way.
Basically, so it's
road
all just
science,
this gadget. Yeah, it's dupe. The levels, levels. You know, so there are lots of crazy people out there like Theresa May and stuff like that. But then there's wonderful, wonderful people in this universe who have just spread so much joy and goodness that I'm just so grateful to them. What are you going to say,
Let me just confirm. There are crazy people out there, but there's good crazy and there's bad crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you got Theresa
Word
May,
to
which
that.
Is bad crazy.
That's psycho crazy.
Yeah, but then you got Flavor Flav.
Which is good, crazy.
Yeah, let's just put it out there before people get twisted
about the word
crazy.
That's the chart.
Yeah,
it's like the word Flavor Flav.
It's like the word propaganda. Everyone thinks propaganda is a negative word, but it's just the amount of people that have used propaganda in a certain way that gives it that. But everyone has a bit of propaganda, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump's toupee has its own propaganda. Like, look, I'm real. I'm not. This is not fake shit. I'm real.
I
know I hang
it
one way sometimes and the other way another time, but
that's
this is
just
real
how
shit.
I roll.
That's propaganda right there.
In it, but
I
no.
Just wanted to confirm.
But this part of the show, we like to focus on the crazy good people out there.
Yeah.
And like
good,
when
crazy.
You when you imagine, you know, ultimately, I just think it's a wonderful thing that you and I are even alive, Mice.
Mm.
Like we could have been a rock on Pluto.
Yeah.
But
why?
We're here, we've got brains, we met each other,
yeah.
We love hip hop, we
That's
love
a good
music.
Point.
Music has done so much for us. And this
yeah.
week I have to send a very special
big up
to probably one of the most influential artists of 20th century pop music.
Wait.
And I'm guessing, I'm just guessing there's a lot of people who probably never even heard of him.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
It's like that.
And I'll give you another clue. He's from Cleethorpes, which is just down the road from Grimsby.
From Grimsby?
Yeah. One of the most influential people in music. Like, this guy has made music that his music needs to go on the time capsule that we send out to the aliens as an example of how we get down.
Yeah,
okay.
I did get a bit worried, but now you said that, I know it's not Jimmy Savile. So carry on anyway.
Oh, God. No, it's not. But no, this week I have to send a very special
big up
to the one and only Rod Temperton. Rest in peace. He passed away last week. He's one of the biggest selling songwriters of all time. Like, I know lots of people are probably like, I don't know who dude is from Grimsby. What are you chatting about? He's so influential on soul and R&B music. And I swear he's probably played some kind of role in our life stories in some way. He was the songwriter behind a lot of Michael Jackson's like classics. He was part of the group Heatwave, who did Boogie Nights and Groove Line, and they also made that tune that Big Daddy Kane sampled, Ain't No Half Steppin'. He was one of the main writers on the Off the Wall Michael Jackson album, which is, at the time, it was the all-time highest selling album for a black artist. He wrote Rock With You, the Michael Jackson hit. He also wrote Burn This Disco Out. Then after collaborating with... So basically Quincy Jones noticed this dude who was the songwriter behind the band Heatwave, and he was like, right, I want you to write some songs for Chaka Khan for me and for Michael Jackson. That's how they ended up hooking up on Off The Wall. All of that material ended up going to Off The Wall. Then later on the back of that, which obviously was monumental record, they got together to conceive the album Thriller. And Rod Temperton, he wrote the song Thriller. He came with the title. He demoed like a crazy amount of songs on Quincy Jones commissioning him to do so.
This is like when Dre, you go, oh, what? So Dre didn't make all, like, he didn't. No, this one did programming for that. That one did. Yeah,
this
you're
is the
it
dude.
In our,
yeah, so it's like we always talk about Michael Jackson and Quincy Jones, but you know, he was the invisible guy behind the scenes who was really tying it all together. He's written
the man behind the man.
Man behind the man behind the man.
Yeah,
the man,
term,
the man.
Yeah, the man yeah. behind the man behind it. Oh yeah, because Quincy Jones was behind Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Pause. And then obviously
we won't get too deep into that. And he wrote some of George Benson's biggest selling songs. He's written for Chaka Khan, Donna Summer, Herbie Hancock. Like,
Chaka
this guy
Khan.
Is, yeah, Chaka Khan, Aretha Franklin, Bob James. I mean, he is literally a pop genius, and it's kind of insane when you hear this story behind him putting the record Thriller together. Check this out. This is your man, Rod Temperton, speaking.
So I went back to the hotel. I wrote 200-300 titles for this song, and then I came up with the title Midnight Man. And he said, that's kind of more, you know, a bit mystery, a bit more where we should be heading. And so I said, okay, let me think about it. So the next morning I woke up and I just said this word. Something in my head just said, this is the title. You could visualize it on the top of the Billboard charts. You know, you could see the merchandising for this one word, how it jumped off the page. So I knew I had to write it as Thriller, and I wrote all the words very quickly, then went to the studio and we did it. Just got the pen and paper out, and Quincy rang and said, have you got it? You got something? I said, yeah, I'm working on it, don't worry about it, I'll have something. So I then started to write this rap for Thriller, and I got one verse done and then jumped in the cab and I'm off to the studio for the session. I'm frantically writing in the back. And when I got to the studio, I saw this limousine pull up out the front, and out steps Vincent Price. And I said to the cab driver, go around the back, go around the back. You know, so we raced around the back, and I jumped out, went through the back door, grabbed hold of the secretary and said, photocopy this, quick. and raced in and put it on the music stand. And Vincent walked in and sat down and, you know, just hit it, two takes. And he was absolutely amazing. And that was a great moment for me. I really enjoyed that.
Now, when the chips are down like that, that's when you find out what true genius is really about.
Darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. Whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. I'm gonna bring it tonight. The foulest stench is in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly goons from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Vincent Price, but I love that. I love hearing stories behind how records come together, especially a record like Thriller, which is so influential. And then him saying there that he just wrote them lyrics for that rap at the end in the taxi on the way
there.
That's
crazy, isn't it?
And Vincent Price just nailed that in two takes.
Yeah. That's
some G shit. Sorry to swear.
He didn't even have to punch in or that.
He's like,
just roll the beat, fam.
I got stuff to do, man.
Yeah. He's like, I got this. Look, I got to do this Dracula film up the road. You know, Tony and them, man, they got me doing this Dracula film. Anyway, I don't even know. I get typecast, but fuck it. Yeah. Let me quickly do these bars.
And bounce.
Yeah, bounce.
But, you know, that Thriller, it just, and also the story of him just waking up, opening his eyes, and he had this word Thriller in his head, and then that inspired the whole writing process. He's by far, that album is by far the highest selling album of all time. Unrivaled.
That ain't sold
seminal.
No more than no Nicki Minaj. Don't even try that, Sarah Love. I'm not going to sit here on Fubar Radio.
I know
right
you don't
now.
Like it when I start gunning
Adele.
You
try and tell me that Lady Gaga did not outsell, you know, the most influential pop artist ever. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say that. I know that Drake did wait. Like, his last album
was
so,
killing it.
Yeah, that's.
But
that's
I'm just so relieved that people like Michael, well, that, you know, artists like Michael Jackson and records like Thriller still hold those kind of records. And hopefully, we're not going to have that beaten by like One Direction or something. And
I mean, it says a lot. It says a lot about music, how music was made and how music is made. There's a big difference, you know. And I think it shows like the fact that, because that album had. People didn't even realize they're listening to jazz music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
which is blatantly part of why Quincy Jones headhunted Rod Temperton, because he was hearing this group, Heatwave, and then just his skills in songwriting and musical arrangement. You know, Quincy being a jazz dude, he was like, this guy's onto some money, man.
Yeah. It's just amazing.
Drew him in. And then also, it's just a trip to think, at one time, that was pop music.
Yeah.
Like, how spoiled were we? That was pop music. Like, Prince... Yeah. Michael Jackson's Thriller, Chaka Khan, like all these G's, that was just pop and that was acceptable.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, kids. Try and battle me with whatever is in the top 40 today.
Yeah.
I don't
Let
even know
Bruno
what's in
Mars
the
go up against Frank Sinatra. Let's see head to head, pound for pound. Who is the real entertainer singer? Let's just put that out there like that.
Isn't
it? Hit us up at Fubar Radio. Mm-hmm. Bruno Mars or
I'm going to put him again.
Blue Eyes. Sinatra. Frank Sinatra, yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
No, but they often try and compare Bruno Mars with Michael Jackson, innit? and all that sort of foolishness.
Yeah, they do.
I'm sorry.
They've got to do it, though. They've got to do it because they need to sell. You know, they need to sell
their
music.
You're like, Sarah, have some love in your heart for these people.
Feel sorry for these guys that
want to
make millions and millions of dollars and spend it on.
And I'm not hating on, because this part of the show is about showing love and spreading positivity. But I'm not hating on Mark Ronson. But I mean, now when we speak of like, who are those real credible names in producing right now in the charts? And it is names like Mark Ronson that come up. And I'm sorry, you know, I was raised on producers who were schooled like Quincy Jones, and that's why you end up with a record like Thriller.
Yeah, and I don't mind saying, this is why it bugs me when people are talking about Kanye West as a genius, when, you know, he's a genius. Like, all right, let's be fair enough. His production is probably better than his rapping. So when they're talking about that, I believe they're talking about his production. But then, like you said, Quincy Jones, you know, people like, come on, man. There's so many different producers from back in the day that were actually playing instruments. They weren't just sampling. And there's not, to get me wrong, that's a skill in its own. Mm. I doubt Quincy Jones would be able to jump on an MPC and bam, 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 up a beat. But in terms of making music, but in terms of being a musician and composing music, there's levels to this shit.
Levels.
So I don't think you should just throw genius around just like that.
You know, and that's why I just think it's important that we acknowledge people like Rod Temperton, who passed away last week, because he was truly one of the G's. I mean, he was the original white boy soul man of Cleethorpes, man, and he flew the flag for the UK worldwide on probably like the most influential album of all time.
Yeah, for real.
Like, arguably, I'm not saying there ain't others in the contend.
I'm sure
that,
Bob Marley would be up there somewhere.
You know, there's definitely others to consider. But anyway, so you know, we just had to send a very special to Rod Temperton this week. You're tuned into FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah Love,
myself, Mice D. Biggie, a.k.a. the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake. It is a lovely, not breezy, but it's kind of chilly, isn't it, this Monday?
This winter guilt's still messing with me, though.
We need
a winter guilt helpline or something. We need to add it to the weather forecast, and we need a helpline at the end of the forecast, too.
800 winter guilt, because I know a lot of people don't really get it. I saw a dude out today, and he did have shorts on. With flip-flops, the toes out.
I saw flip-flops last week. I was like, I swear that's the last time this year I'm going to see flip-flops in London.
Nah, the people are still braving it, man. They don't understand. It's winter now. You might as well get ready. Don't let this sunlight fool you, you know? We're in the UK. We live in a beautiful place called the UK where the sunshine don't shine for shit. So
land of eternal sunset. But we are still going to get into Mice's investigation right up after this. Are you ready for something brand new produced by Buckwild, the DITC, featuring Sheik Looch and Styles P? Are you ready, Mice?
Yep. All right. Hold on. Let me just brace myself.
Brace yourself.
I need to get on this chair probably before I fall off. All right. Let's go. Let's do this.
It's FUBAR Radio. I dream big.
I don't sell drugs, I'm a rhyme seller. Saving for the crib with the wine cellar. Other crib got the high rise elevator. Skydive out the window and hit a jet propeller. Trying to cop me a skyscraper with my paper. Make my bank account balance multiply major. It's all mathematics, my whip and my chain matches. I ain't trying to hang with these average chickens, my aim is lavish. Fortune 500 on my mind, cousin. Pick a Porsche, lift the door, suicide stunting. You ever see the eyes on a gold digger? Like a goldfish floating down the cold river. Baby sharks in the fish tank. Corporate accounts in the Swiss bank. Still, I know it's hard to believe, but I work so hard, I'm like, can I just dream? I dream big. I dream big. Dream big, it was all a dream.
Dream big.
I dream big.
No doubt. Terminology.
I dream big.
D-Block. She loots.
I dream big. It was all a dream.
Dream big.
I dream big. All these white presidents, now we got a nigga. You would think that would take some power from the big.
Nah,
but nope, they're killing us right where we fucking live.
Damn.
From crack rocks to niggas worrying about the hip. Should I preach? Uh-huh. Or should I rap about some shit you can't reach? Hold up, I dream big. Ferraris, weed blowed up. Okay. Rolex on, frontin' with my sleeve rolled up. I dream big. G5, pile of directions. Uh-huh. 10 bitches on there with ass injections. I throw that money at them like I'm up in perfections. Chinese guy in these different complexions. My niggas coming home with no parole. Artists be artists, and these labels not controlling their souls. Back to back Dutches like I'm smoking a cig. Some think about Tupac, but me and LOX, we dream big.
I dream big. I dream big. I dream big. It was all a dream.
Dream big.
I dream big. I dream big.
Sam, what up? Dude, what up?
I dream big.
Static, what up?
It was all a dream.
What up? Dream big.
Yeah. Dream big, used to hustle work right out of a fiend's crib. Made a little cash when he was down on the phone. Used to fall asleep and dream about the islands I own. Had an aircraft carrier to carry the jets, fleet of the whips, and all of the set. The quarterback bought the whole front line of Rolex. Perpetual peace, connect with the streets, dissecting the beats to the lessons complete. And whoever tried to test, know the weapons released. I dream big, took me a nap, it seemed big. Woke and let the smoke start spitting some mean shit. Helicopters and Cartiers, chicks in the green six and the white five. Reciting Melly Mel on white lines. Hedge fund money and pipelines. Leave it with your family, live out your lifetime.
I dream big. I dream big. I dream big. It was all a dream.
Dream big.
Terminology, I dream big. That's from his album More Politics, that's dropping on November the 18th. It's going to have production from Static Selector on there, Just Blaze, Knots, High Tech, and Q-Tip. It's a while since I've seen Q-Tip's name on a production credit list.
That's a good point, actually.
But that track was featuring Styles and Sheik Looch of Lox as well.
Yeah, man,
Buck
Wild on the beat, boy. That was all right there. That's that sit back and blaze type beat.
And right now you're tuned into FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah Love, and it's normally my Stiggy, but we're about to be taken over.
You're damn right. You can hit my music, bitch. Yeah, that's right, mother lovers. We are back again for another installment of exactly what you need. You know what I'm saying? We got the oils, we got the creams, whatever you need, that CBD, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And I'm your host this evening at the FUBAR Radio Cafe. I go by the name of My Sack Hay. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, My Sack Hay. And right there, that's where the whole delay echoey thing sounds like I'm in space or whatever, but we couldn't afford that, so we just made sure that you understood what it is after. You know what I'm saying? And I do that right because I'm a bad mother.
Hey, shut your mouth!
Hey, I was about to say lover.
We couldn't afford that, but we just imagine the weird space. Use your imagination, kids.
You're damn right. And the investigation for today.
Woo! So, hold on, what led up to this investigation?
Oh, yeah, what led up to it is, have you seen Narcos?
No.
Everybody's talking
TV.
About nah,
I know.
Nah, but why? You don't have
I'm
to watch
so
TV.
Behind.
You can watch the internet. The internet is our
That's
TV, the radio, magazines, it's everything now. Anything
it's
you
life.
Need, you can get on the internet.
It's live.
I will touch on that later. But, yeah, I was watching Narcos. It's basically about Pablo Escobar. You know, Nas, Esco. You know, the nickname, that Escobar is from this guy, Pablo Escobar, from. He's from
Ecuadorian or something.
No, he's Colombian.
Okay.
But he just became like, you know, arguably probably the biggest drug dealer ever in the world. You know, made billions.
Influenced
I'm sure he
us
yeah.
Rappers.
Yeah. Influenced a whole era
lot
of
rhymes.
Rappers.
Yeah. A whole lot of rhymes.
A whole bunch of like, you know, I'm in love with my Coco type rhymes as well. But man, this guy made so much money that he couldn't even put it in the banks. Like, I don't want to spoil the whole thing in case people haven't seen it and want to watch it. But
so is the show like his life story?
It's more or less. It's like based on accounts, you know, like it's basically like the guy, the two guys that were trying to get him all the time. There was two cops, two DEA that were really doing their best to try and get him, and you know, members of his cartel. Mm. And it's just like, yeah, basically the story of that from when the American guy got to Colombia, and you know, the amount of shit that he had to go through to try and make this happen. Okay. I haven't watched it all. I only watched the first season.
Okay.
But, you know, this guy, the amount of money he made is just ridiculous. You're just like, what? And I've seen documentaries on him before, and then they've obviously had to miss some stuff out because of how brutal he was.
Yeah.
But he basically made whatever he wanted to happen, happen.
Yeah.
You know, like, he had to bury... He had so much money, he had to just bury it in places. Like, his accountant was not... you know, accounting his money in the bank. He was accounting, like, he was a map. You know, like, his name was Blackbeard because
like
he had to, yeah.
Bush.
He had to, in the bush. Like, deep in the ground, like, millions in the ground. Like, what kind of crazy shit is this? And the thing is that he went, the extent that he went to try and, like, not go to jail or not get extradited or
damn
was
straight.
Ridiculous. Like, you know, like, there was a point in it where they were talking about most people... you know, try and get rid of their record or whatever. No. Most people try and get rid of, like, just the police, you know, whoever's trying to prosecute them. But this guy was trying to get rid of the whole, like, wherever all
the
these accounts...
world.
Yeah, more or less, wherever all these accounts were held where they, you know, they'd been doing all this investigation, he was like, all right, let's try and bomb that building. Let's try and get...
Mm-mm.
Let's. Well, what plane are they flying on? All right, let's try and bomb that plane. Like,
mm-mm.
Ridiculous shit. But it made me think, damn, man, if you could... do anything you wanted.
It made you think.
Yeah, if you could get away with anything you wanted. Not necessarily get away with it, but
okay.
I'm interested to find out what people would want to get rid of. If you had a chart, if you had like the opportunity to get rid of one thing or someone,
okay.
You know, who would it be or what would it be and why?
Like incriminating evidence.
Not really incriminating, because it's just hypothetically speaking, you know. This isn't, you haven't actually
your
done
it. Your secret will be safe with us if you hit us up at hiphop@foodbarradio.com. We won't tell anyone.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
You if you have any confessions, it's fine.
No, no one's listening to this. Let's just put it like that. Yeah, no one's listening to this, so you won't get in trouble. But yeah, this is hypothetically speaking. So if you imagine you were a superhero and you could do this, if that helps anymore. But what I'm investigating this week is you have the power to get rid of anyone or anything in this world. Who or what would it be and why?
Wow.
Sarah Love. Hit us up at FUBAR Radio. Email us hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Or you can, if you want to secretly hit us up, it's at DJ Sarah Love on Twitter, at MyStiggy on Twitter. Don't worry, your secret's safe with us. We'll change the names. This is what
they
did.
Yeah, we'll change the names to protect the innocent.
Yeah. I also learned that watching Narcos. They changed some of the names and the
places,
yeah, just to protect the people. So we can do the same
we
thing.
Can do, we yeah. can put a funny effect on your voice or something
exactly.
like that if you want to call the studio even.
You have the power to get rid of anyone or anything in
it's
this
kind
world.
Of like a deep philosophical question you're posing here this week, Mice, as well.
Yeah,
because
I'm interested
like,
to know. Like,
this makes me question myself and my own
what,
tolerance
would you get rid
and
of
understanding
yourself?
Of others. Should I just cast that person off to Mars? Or should I try and work through my own issues of why they
well,
bother
see,
me?
Well, see, this is the thing. So what I've noticed is a lot of people like to, you know, you ask someone or something, most people go for someone.
Mm.
But that someone, there's a belief system that they go by, or there's an ideal that you don't really, it doesn't really resonate with you. That's why that person is annoying. So maybe it's that ideal you want to get rid of. Like for me, I thought about it and I was like, you know what? Probably what annoys me the most is ignorance. Whenever I meet people and... you know, or people that are famous or whatever, not necessarily have to meet them, but if there's a one sort of common thread, you know, common thing, it's usually the ignorance. So it's like racism usually.
That's the top of the list. That's the first thing that comes to mind.
So,
isn't
you know,
it?
Yeah, with racism or whatever it is, fascism, it's usually a bit of ignorance involved. You know, they think, oh yeah, but these people are like that, so that's why I should be like. Most of the time, if you got to know that person, I'm ignorant to a bunch of people.
But that's what I was gonna. Well, no, that's not what I was gonna say. I wasn't gonna say you're ignorant. I was gonna say, but then those people, they look at us like we're ignorant, and they want to get rid of us. And you know what Mahatma Gandhi said? You know, the eye for an eye just leaves the whole world blind.
That's true.
Kumbaya,
well, kind of.
My Lord.
It does. It does. Though it's true.
No,
I'm not gonna dispute. What,
Gandhi. Yeah, don't try a rant with Gandhi.
That's probably
yeah.
not the right idea.
But Clara, hit us up at hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Hey, Sarah Mice. I'd love to make all drunken pics of me on Facebook disappear.
Oh dear.
Theresa May ain't gonna let that happen, Clara. I'm sorry. Wow. Sorry to let you. Sorry to burst the bubble. There ain't no coming back from that now.
So what's the deal with Facebook?
I feel your pain, Clara.
Does the government own it, or is it just like, we're involved. Whatever's going on in here, bruv.
Yeah. No, Theresa May in June, she changed when she was Home Secretary, she changed the law, making it so Facebook have to coordinate with the government, share information with the government, because they were saying with, like, Jihadi John, dude, there were conversations he was having on Facebook where if the government were privy to that, they could avoided things happening. So they use this whole gaze of, this is safer for you, it's for your own security and everything, to share all of your info with us. And so anything that's put on Facebook also can never be deleted. Even if you delete your account, it's kept on file, like anything that is ever uploaded to Facebook.
Wow, so there must be a whole bunch of people who the answer would easily be wherever the fuck they're holding all that Facebook information.
I want to get rid of that. That needs to go.
Yeah. Okay.
No, but Clara, I feel your pain, man, because there are some really
drunken
bad...
Drunken pics.
I don't have any drunken pics on Facebook, but I mean...
So don't drink.
No.
I have some drunken pics where I look normal, but I have a whole bunch of pics where I look stupid, just in case there are drunken pics that I don't know about.
So
you'll see...
What is a diversion?
Most of the pictures you see of me, I look like I might be drunk anyway. So then when I am drunk, you know, you ain't going to tell the difference. You just be like, oh, that's another stupid pick on my... All right, then.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I got some answers off the... I went visit the old digital pub. You know what I mean? I had a pint with a couple of the lads.
Digital pub.
Yeah, you know what I mean? We had a fag outside, like, and then went in, had a bit of a drink, you know what I mean? Bit of banter. So I asked some of the fellas, like, do you know what I mean? It was like, yeah, Dave Spade, like, might as well get involved in it, like, because you're in the pub anyway, like, yeah.
Like.
But yeah, so Dave Pike, he said fluoride because it's fudging with our pineal glands. Fudging.
That sounds like road science to me. Some vague terminology there.
That is some road science.
Need a bit more, like, detail for me to understand what you meant.
Well, apparently fluoride calcifies your pineal gland. So your pineal gland is at the back of your head, yeah?
Okay.
And it kind of looks like, some people would say it does look like either another brain, or it looks like your eyes kind of more, not mushed together, but, you know, really close together.
Okay, were the people who said that?
So other people say scrotum sack. Other people say scrotum sack. So
okay.
It could, you know, if you picture that at the back of your head. And, you know, it's been told that ancient, like a very long time ago, this was like an active part of our brain that helped us, you know, it's like called your third eye. Like this was the whole, yeah, and all that stuff. So, but what they're saying is that fluoride calcifies your third eye. So the thing is, I don't know whether we use it now or not. Do you know what I mean? Whether it gets calcified or not, does it really matter? Because it's just the, like,
who was it? He said
lifeless
that message?
Scrotum sack at the back of our head. Dave Pike. Yeah,
Dave,
let's see
Pike,
if Dave
give us some more road science on the scrotum sack.
Road science.
And it's need for us.
Yeah, but he, you know, later on, because Maverick Realm, some people were quite serious. Maverick Realm says, this is similar to my ignorance thing. He says racism because it serves no purpose other than to oppress people.
I know.
Jay Royal says, fucking Trump. Do you know Trump? Yeah.
You know that after the election, the election in America happens, we're all going to wake up and be like, that was one crazy ass dream. Like, did that seriously happen?
Right.
That's how much that guy is out there. But then there's other people who are just like, hey man, he just says what he thinks. I like that.
Yeah, and there are people that hate Clinton more. They hate Hillary Clinton more because of her whole, the email thing and... Yeah, just
it's
she's
incredible.
A Clinton.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. I'm still, you know, I need to look a bit more into it because to me, Trump isn't no different from Reagan. You know, President Reagan was a frigging movie star. Mm-hmm. What else was he? A hockey player or some shit? I don't know.
He was an actor. I know he was definitely
a big actor.
Yeah.
You know, and he became president. So why can't Trump, who before everyone was, what was his show? The
Apprentice.
Yeah, The Apprentice. Everyone was loving that show.
All the rappers who used to name check him. And then it's funny, I was reading an article the other day about all the high profile black people who were friends, quote unquote, with Trump. And they're just like, what the hell is this dude talking about? Like, Russell Simmons, Don King.
Don King.
Don Coon. And what's... And but
this
yeah,
donkey. Who
it's,
is
it's
this
crazy,
donkey?
But it's blatantly how he's just used all of these high profile people just to boost his own image and be down with the brown, you know, but really he don't give a damn. And Mike Tyson, all these kind of cats and stuff. But no, there's no shortage of ignorant people out there for us to pick from, is there? I mean, I'd get rid of the conservatives, really. I would. Like, I don't really see what their positive contribution is to the universe right now. I mean, I'd also get rid of all of the conveyor belt crappy songwriters producing all the nonsense air-hugging music that's
occupying
oxygen and just wasting people's time. We just need to get rid of that and get back to the Rod Tempertons and the realness.
Yeah, you're right. I was thinking about something as you said that. So how about this? How about, because you're saying like the conservatives, which are, they're more about, you know, it seems to me that they're, the general gist is that they're more about the 1%.
Equal rights and black people's elevation in society. And,
if only.
Yeah.
But, okay, so wealth. Is the benefit to them, it seems like the benefit for them is that they stay rich and the poor stay poor, right?
Preach, my speech!
So how about we get rid of, this is, you know, imagine there was a law that said, okay, you can't make over a certain amount of money.
Yeah.
You know, you're only allowed to make, I don't know what, 10 million or something, and that's it.
Yeah.
You can't go above that.
Yeah.
So then there's no need for people to be kind of greedy and try, oh, I want to be the billionaire, the trillionaire.
They tried that out.
Did they?
It's called communism.
Nah, that's not the same thing.
No,
though.
But
that
would be interesting.
See, you're
to
saying
get rid
that.
Of capitalism.
That's ignorant,
no, but I think it would be interesting, you know, to get rid of capitalism. You know,
yeah,
and ultimately,
I mean,
that's just the best of a bunch of bad options that we've come down to. But that's not the only way. And really, capitalism is not sustainable. It's based on growth, which the earth isn't getting any bigger. So it's like this thing isn't going to work. All these people, capitalists know this, but they're just keeping us all on this gravy train because they're making money out of us.
Yeah, and communism wasn't really, it's like they might have made out like that was what it was about, but that wasn't. It wasn't really about that. It's about, there's still a bunch of people that were like, yeah, let's.
There's corrupt. And that's the problem. Communism is great on paper, but in practice, it doesn't always work.
Mm.
But I'm curious to know, what do you guys think? We're getting pretty deep. This is like. This
balls deep. We are getting balls deep up in this. Hit us up, hiphop@foodbarradio.com, or you can tweet us @foodbarradio. The question is, for the investigation for today, is if you have the power to get rid of anyone or anything in this world, who or what would it be and why, mother lovers?
And right after this, we are talking to our special guest, Ransom Babbo.
Baby love, I love the way you look. Really sure about the way you come. Still a glance, but no, I'm not a crook. But the way you're looking at dress, babe, but don't sit next to me in the tube, babe. I mean, what you trying to do, babe? Hey, look, I'm trying to be nice, but I'm not that fella from Miami Vice, you see. I'm so naughty, naughty. I'm trying to get you tipsy on that UB40. Sleep with me on the first day. I'm a whore, fuck it, it's my birthday. So save the airs and graces. I wanna touch you in a couple of places. And I know this seems awkward, but listen here, this could be awesome. And I don't want you to get vexer and end up like an extra body part indexer. So I'm skipping all the popcorn, dinner, cinema, theatre tickets, let's get horns. Rap that Melly Mel, you know my secret's safe, I won't tell. All you need to know is love me tomorrow. Today treat me like a hold up. Wait a minute, treat me like a boss, supreme lieutenant, and we can switch it up so you can have a go. I make you woo like a Navajo. Let's do it. Turn the lights off, get to it. No soft shit, strictly rock music. And at the end, a little quiet, don't confuse it.
Baby love, baby love.
Skirt. Fast here, legs lead to a place I would love to adhere. You be the artist, girl, up in here. I know you're cherry long gone, but I will pick your ear. Cause you're sexy like the one Pam Grier. That's why everybody in the office, they steer. Click off them neck and spin them cheer. Every time you walk past, or even draw near. And I love the scent of your perfume, the smell of your hair. And if you want to office fling, I'll be right over here. No Kit Kat or Hell's Shake. Maybe hit the storeroom, we can have a real tea break. Make the people see a weird. Is that really the sound that the printer makes? Cause you're my work time fantasy. Got visions of you dressing scantily. Girl, you could be my trophy for my man copy. Quite frankly, me would have take peace spitefully. Yeah, I make you sticky like tea. Me have the real whole punch to make you laminate. Baby love, the way that you fat, you come like a big sex machine. That is a good fact.
Baby love. Baby love.
Baby
love. Baby love.
Yeah.
Me, darling, don't mean to be rude or even really alarming, but there's something about you that's really disarming, and I need to get it off my chest this morning. Hey, excuse me, darling, don't mean to be rude or even really alarming, but there's something about you that's really disarming, and I need to get it off my chest this morning. Hey,
baby love, baby love.
Brand new from Ty. The track's called Baby Love. That's taken from the Brotherhood, the film soundtrack. And it features Shawnee T on that cut. Big shout out going to Tim Joshua, locked into the show, and Q-Rock. Remember, you can hit us up on Twitter at Foodbar Radio. You can also email us, hiphop@foodbarradio.com. And, you know, we want to hear your answers for Mice's investigation. Yes. Shout out to Andreas as well. He's loving that tune from Ty too.
Yeah, man.
Yes. And we definitely want to hear. Remind the people your question one more time, Mice.
My question was, you have the power to get rid of anything or anyone. Who would it be? Or who or what would it be and why, sorry?
Well, I would definitely say it wouldn't be this guy who is now joining us in the studio.
Segway Sarah in the house.
Wouldn't be able to get rid of you anyway.
Exactly. Come closer to the microphone so we can hear you nicely and crisp and clearly. That is the sound of our first guest of the show, one of my favourite MCs operating in the UK right now. One and only Ransom Bad Boy!
Yeah. What's going on? Live from the North London staircases.
It's so lovely to have you here.
What's going on, man?
After you absolutely ripped it last time you were here when you joined us for the open mic.
Yeah, that was good, man. That was nice.
Yeah, that was wicked.
Yeah.
That was bananas. What's been happening since then?
Just keeping it busy, man. Just working on new projects.
Yeah.
You're always working on something, innit?
Yeah,
like,
man.
A few things.
Yeah, if I don't get creative, man, I start to get... start to drift a bit. My energy starts to go places that it shouldn't be going.
Yeah, it keeps you on the streets, man. It keeps you safe. That's good to hear, boy.
Mm. So what was your start in music? Like, were you ever involved in music before you were rapping?
Yeah, man. I grew up around all the good shit, man. My parents listen to good music, and
like, what's good music to you?
Funkadelics. Roger Troutman, James Brown, Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson.
God
go
damn.
On forever, man.
Like,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm trying to imagine Backbones doing the moonwalk now.
Do you know what it is? It's just...
with the mask just, on still.
Do you know what I listen to that kind of stuff? It's studying, man. It just sharpens your own craft, really.
Mm.
And you understand music on a different depth, different level.
Even though it's not hip-hop.
No, but it's the origins of a lot of it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So why is that like... Because there's a lot of younger artists who they have no clue of anything that's like more than 10 years old.
Maybe a generation thing.
Mm.
Or maybe just the circles room. Because when I was younger, I was around much older people.
Mm.
But, you know, there's reasons for that. It's not the same for everyone, is it?
I think
in them circles.
I think the same thing. I can relate to that. Like, I feel like most of the time it's usually people who had someone older teaching them, whether it be a brother or sort of their friend's brother. There's always someone older and you go, oh, you know, and you're lucky enough to understand music on a probably a deeper level than people that don't get that, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like, what's your musical like aspirations then? Like for you, what is the kind of objective for you, for Ransom Bad Bones as an artist? Like, are you just sort of like, yeah, I just want to make hits? Is there a message in particular that you are trying to articulate? Like, what's the?
It's a different. It's a different message every time, I guess. If you look at something like Oscar the Slouch, you know, that's based on real life, but spoke about in a way where, you know, as a fictional character attached to it, you know, to not really incriminate, the truth in it.
The names are changed to protect the
innocent. Yeah.
But the message is there, nonetheless. Silver Surfer, that's completely different. But the message is there, you know. I'm just trying to push my own creativity, man. Just challenge myself every time. So every time I make something like a new project, it's like the first thing. But it's always me, but different, you know?
Oh, I love that. That makes me happy.
That makes it more fun as well, right?
Makes it a bit more interesting to the ear.
Yeah.
I find anyway, when I listen to certain people, that I can see they know the same science and apply it. Yeah,
but I love that concept of I want to challenge myself creatively, see how far you can push the boundaries.
Yeah.
I think that's the point, though, man, because, you know, like, it's the same thing of, like, if you go and buy a table from IKEA now, you know that shit ain't really going to last that long. Because all it was made to do is just sell and make a bit of money. But
no, all it was made to do is to break up couples. That's what I discussed. Like, how many relationships in the world have been destroyed because of IKEA?
We're putting up a bookshelf, like, they've two-split up.
Yeah.
That's hilarious, it all started.
Man. Oh, my God, what happened? You're divorced.
Now, let's be real, though. IKEA instructions are fucked up. That little dude, what the fuck is he saying?
It's and
he's
intentional. Just
there. Yeah, he's like, obviously.
He's there to taunt you.
Look, you can see. Yeah. But if you get a magnifying glass and look closely, you can see that I had some scissors in my hand.
Or
some
shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I showed you.
It's only when you look back, you go, oh, fuck, he's got a screwdriver. Yeah, but
rather than admit that I didn't see that, I'm going to divorce my wife.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, to my point is that there are oak tree tables that are still standing. You know what I mean? Like, now you might have had to pay a little bit more for them, but they were crafted. They were made in a way that was like, yo, this is me for the next 2 years. Don't bother me. I'm making this shit.
I'm a tree, okay? I came
from
a tree.
I mean, like, the guy who made it. Like, I'm talking about the guy who made the table from the oak tree. He's like, they used to take years to make that shit. They didn't just, you know what I mean? They were there carving away. Someone's like, yo, bruv, what the fuck are you doing? Like, we could be out here on the farm. Do you know what I mean?
We could be chilling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We could go to the
You're
farm.
Here for 2 years, like, carving at this fucking tree. Yeah, but now that tree's 400, 500 years later, people are spending money on that tree, you know what I mean? Because it was made in a way. Yeah, but that's my point, is that a lot of people just like, I just want to make music, and they just make it. 2 years later, that music's missing. But people like this guy, they're making music that lasts for 20 years later, people are going to listen back and go, fucking hell, I didn't realise he was talking, you know, still.
But that's also why I wanted to play 9 to 5, the first song of the show. If you missed the beginning of the show, hit up foodbarradio.com/hiphop. We had to play a track of yours, 9 to 5, and that was taken from the Welcome to the Dark Side mixtape. And it was just like, I was listening to it yesterday, and I was just like, this is so bananas!
Yeah, I like that shit, man. That's like that's off the first thing I ever did, right?
Yeah,
that's the first thing I ever put out.
The part one, the volume one, yeah.
Yeah, it's always nice to listen back to stuff like that. When I listen back to stuff like that, hear how you've progressed. If you've progressed, unless you've kept on doing the same thing.
Mm.
Yeah. But how did that project come together? Tell people, because a lot of people might not have heard of these projects. You say you had the Welcome to the Dark Side mixtape, you've had Oscar the Slouch, Silver Surfer. Those two were both out on Boot Records?
No, Silver Surfer is.
Just Silver Surfer,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But then how did Welcome to the Dark Side come together?
I think we're going back, man.
I know, because I couldn't believe how much time had flown. It still sounds fresh.
It was just stuff that... I just did a load of stuff. I did a load of stuff with Joe Spitz. I did a load of stuff with Harry Love. I did stuff over American Beat, stuff with Farmer G. And I just kind of just pieced it all together.
And it was like the introduction to the world
and
of
Harry kind of done his thing. put the finishing touches on there. That was it.
It was very fresh.
Yeah.
Very fresh. And you said the most recent release was Silver Surfer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's the deal behind that? Who did you work with on that record?
Boot, Jazz T and Zygo made the beats. And that. Yeah, all the music. Yeah. Who else is on there? Features.
And have you got future collaborations with them?
Jest is on there. On the track with Jest.
Oh, he was performing this weekend.
Isn't Thingy on there as well? Kashmir.
Kashmir is on there, sorry. Yeah.
But as Kashmir as...
As Galactus, yeah.
Yeah, Galactus, yeah.
Well, speaking of Kashmir, actually, the next tune that I had loaded up to play for you was this brand new track from Strange You. Because when I came through to see you perform the other month at the High Focus thing, that was also Strange You were up there rocking.
Yeah.
You're feeling Strange You?
Yeah, man. I haven't really checked a lot of the stuff, man, because I don't really have time, man. I'm on my own shit, but I've heard little bits, man. I like the little bits I've been hearing still, man.
Yeah.
Again, Kashmir's dope, man, from day one anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm loving him. And I like, again, just like pushing the creative boundary and just being yourself, being unique. That's the, you know, being yourself is the best thing you can offer all of us. So I thought, let's play this track now for the people from Strange You, but very soon you're going to perform a couple joints for us in the studio, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. And so we'll get in the deal from you about that too. And Mice is also going to quiz you about his investigation question. Of course, you can hit us up in the studio at hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Remind the people the question one more time, Mice.
Yo, the question is, how many of you motherfuckers... No, I'm joking. Mice investigates. You have the power to get rid of anyone or anything in this world. Who or what would it be and why? Bitches and bitchettes. Let us know. hiphop@foodbarradio.com or you can tweet us at foodbarradio. Let's get into some music right about now, though.
Simeon's jumping upon the bed. One fell the fuck off, landed the bumped his head. His mother called the doctor, and this is what he said. Smoke dust to the ambulance, runs a red. Pandora, opening up the damn box. Dash a whale in the ocean like John Hancock. Damn, when he's finished grabbing his balls, he sat with a half a gram of some British amateur porn. He should really stand up, be a man and spark a nation, but his dick was titanium alloy with armor plating. Say he remained in the seat, calm and patient, trying to think about sandwiches, rats, Sarah Palin. On the street, rocking the dark halo, pay attention. He's skillfully dodging a Sharknado. They say it's quite pathetic for causing mega harm, but his brain is cybernetic like Schwarzenegger's arm. Skill of the man with golden meatballs will pop the eyes out of your skull like Total Recall. The Grand Sapien tasting the can, flavoring iller than Jean-Claude Van punching a damn alien.
No. Tried shooting at the bulletproof mustache, the bullet ricocheted and it crossed back, so fuck that. In the club, resting my three Uzis, chopping the chick up in the bar with three boobies. In the stage, to rock a mean crowd, with a touch to make Burt Reynolds seem proud. Got him like wow. He's got a bulletproof mustache.
He plans to invade the cesspool planet in 9-3. We're landed to find me. Long tour, Sally Yon, practicing Tai Chi. Calm like a Hindu cow. Look what you've got yourselves into now. I train for hours in the rain, in picturesque mountainous terrain. 60 reps in a set, smoking cigarettes in a vest, with a boulder on me pigeon chest. Left the whole city in a mess, to save a single damsel in distress. Neck and whiskey on me builder pressed. Angry at God, but I'm still the best man for the job. Fuck a president's blessing, I win quiet wars with deafening weapons. You'll die before the lion roars. Fuck the credits, I don't like awards. I save us all while you shine your swords. Teabag the mothership with fireballs. Then hit the ground like a crash landing. I'm the last man standing like Van Damme dancing. Raise the weapon, teach the alien race a lesson. Jesse Ventura, Tash, circa 87. Swinging a bat like Freddie Flintoff. Brain dead, lawn mowing limbs off. Malnourished grandpa, karate chopping a mango. Into equal portions to feed the orphans. You want your planet saving, just ask. A man with a bulletproof mustache. You want your planet saving, just ask.
bulletproof mustache. Bulletproof mustache. Bulletproof mustache.
You bulletproof mustache.
Bulletproof mustache. What is this bulletproof mustache? What are you talking about?
Featuring Lee Scott on that track. It's forthcoming from the album LP4080, and that's on High Focus Records. Ooh. You're locked into Fubar
and
Radio.
That's Strange You featuring Lee Scott, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
So I think there's going to be more goodies coming from them too. They got a bunch of cool videos as well that are definitely worth peeping. You're locked into Fubar Radio with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy. Sorry, I forgot about that part there, because, you know, I'm so used to being the, you know, the ad lib man. I just come in. Hey, where's the? Is there a gap there? Yeah. So anyway, my mother-in-law. No, joke. Yeah, man. It's Voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake. But we are joined by Ramson Badbones, man. One of my favorite MCs out of the UK.
Yes.
We're about to let you lot find out why, in case you don't know, mother lovers. It's a live performance right now. These are some new tracks, right?
Oh, it's just stuff that's already out there.
It's already out there.
From which projects?
Oscar the Slouch and Silver Surfer.
So you ready to do this?
Yeah, man, I'm ready.
And Oscar the Slouch, that's on the High Focus label, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
All right, let's do this, man. Let's get into this.
So this is called Desperation. It's Fubar Radio. Here it is with Ramson Badbones.
Desperation runs deep, especially flooding amongst the unclean. Running through November streets in the cold. Unappreciated folks don't know the meaning of broken. So this was the main reason I wrote this song. That's for the have-nots caught in the trap shop, carrying crack rock from bad block to bad block. The main options are shotting and chain robbing, or make profits from the drug game and inflate pockets. Bent and legless with no respect for their health, and no respect for much else, and no respect for themselves. Can't spell, can't write and can't read, while fueled with a heart for the greed to start beef. The dumb, deaf and blinded, one track minded in the sunset, grinding, looking for happiness but they just can't find it. Trying to build a reputation, now that's a form of desperation. Wasting away your education, now that's a form of desperation. Can't elevate a generation, you feel the sense of desperation.
Wow. Who produced that one, Badbones?
So Charlie Mack produced that.
That was lovely.
It's a nice beat.
And where can people find that?
You can get that from me directly from my Bandcamp. You can get it from High Focus Records as well.
What's CD the Bandcamp link?
www.ramsonbadbones.bandcamp.com.
And that's strictly Badbones with an S. Spelling, yeah. Oh, with an S?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was a Z.
It is.
It
got spelt wrong.
What, on the Bandcamp?
Yeah.
Who have I got to shoot with that shit?
Who we got to go and take out?
Because you know that one, that's not me.
Loaded machine gun up.
But no, here we're going to go with another track. This one is thanks to you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm loving this so much. Let's do it. It's Ramson Badbones live in the Fubar Radio studio.
Yeah.
Your herald has spoken, another planet's up for grabs. A yummy lunch or snack for Galactus with his stomach fat from each star he feeds. Take a seat, this ain't no R&B, harmony spree, plaster with drama queens. Amnesia haze, getting bun up free to blaze. So keep away your fucking sneaky snakes. Eliminating data, manipulating matter. Cities ricochet and scatter, turn your race to batter. Baffle rappers like I'm cross-eyed but not blind. Lost time, stuck in the oven like chicken pot pies. Waking up, 6 o'clock on the dot. F you Nancy's, excuse my French, but it might just come in handy. It's the creme de la creme, the best of the best. Bionic women withering, the clip is chilling with suspense. The silver surfer contact reveals the worth of combat. Tag team with Galactus by verbal contract. Anytime I roll through the mistiness of space, I remember this was made possible thanks to you. I don't have to worry about cannons, bombs and railguns or man-made lasers in phase one. My slang speaks loud with a twang, don't thank me. Thank the rappers on the beat, sounding old like antiques. Dedication, too much expectation leads to head inflations. Skull bashing vegetation on your dreaded nation. Men with cowgirl boots, the women made of plastic, prancing up and down in garments that just ain't attractive. Ecosystems explode and blind your vision. Hero bigots try to lock me down in cryo prison. Turn away those worst made arrangements, accelerating the basis of earth crust displacement. Spraying couples on the riverbank, fuck you Nancy's, excuse my French, but it might just come in handy. It's the creme de la creme, the best of the best. Bionic women withering, the clip is chilling with suspense. The silver surfer contact reveals the worth of combat. Me here surveying your planet, you wouldn't want that. Anytime I roll through the mistiness of space, I remember this was made possible thanks to you. I don't have to worry about cannons, bombs and rail guns or man-made lasers in phase one.
What?
This guy, you're taking the piss, man.
What?
Rap some bad bones, mother lovers. Yeah.
I wish I could rap like you. Isn't there like an app or something where I could just download the ability to rap and write like you?
Rap like you app. That's what you need, the rap,
yeah,
like,
rap
you
like you app, for real. My goodness, bad bones. Ripped it up there. Absolutely love it. Who would you say are like your biggest influences as a rapper?
Royce the 5'9,
yeah.
Pharrell Monch,
yeah.
Killer Priest,
ooh.
Redman, there's loads, man. Black Thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my favourite, bro.
Crooked Eye.
Yeah, Crooked Eye.
Well, seeing as you said Black Thought and Pharrell Monch there, I think we might need to play you something special from them, just for you.
Who's your favourite mumble rap artist?
I don't know. I haven't really listened to enough of it.
No.
I'm going to go listen to some and
get back inspired.
The thing is, you know who it is, but you just can't understand their name yet because you ain't deciphered the whole mumble rap thing. There's a whole... Adam, if you didn't know, there's like a whole scene of mumble rap, but you're actually most meant to understand what the fuck they're saying as well. You can't just look at it from the outside and think they're not saying anything. There's some real deep, thoughtful, progressive stuff that I've been hearing and getting down to while sipping cough medicine, you know, while I'm not ill. Yeah, so I'll just put that out there just in case you lot don't
just
know.
Just standard weekend jugglings. Like, is that the technique you use, that you just don't listen to like stuff that he feels outside the zone?
It's about quality control, really. It affects what you write and how you write.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
I only listen to people that I look to, that I rate more than myself. Not that I rate myself, but it's about levels, innit? I know what level I'm at and where I'm trying to get, innit? So
yeah.
I only listen to those that are there and up.
Because what a wicked introduction to you, because I first got introduced to you was through Task Force.
Yeah.
And they've got to be one of the most credible, certified, like, ambassadors of just hip-hop in this country kind of thing. So really, that you couldn't wish for a better introduction to the scene than being ushered through with Chester and Farmer.
Yeah, not for real.
But, I mean, have they been a big an influence on your rapping style, you reckon?
Yeah. I mean... It's like different times, isn't it? Like when I first come up, when I was around them a lot, you know, probably more of an influence then. But as time's gone on, I kind of found my own path of progression, so I can do my own thing.
Yeah.
You can hear it. If you listen to the early stuff, listen to my early stuff, you can hear remnants of them.
Yeah.
And kind of hear it a bit.
Yeah. And this is all just like further proof that North is best, isn't it? It's all about North London.
Ransom vampires. Yeah, it just sounded like you said something about North and Best, but I know that is just my mind playing tricks on me. It's the fucking cops here if I've been sipping on, listening to mumble rap. I think London, you know what is really interesting? Like, I've been traveling around Europe and I didn't realise how much of an influence UK has. Not just even London, it's like UK on a whole. The culture in terms of from, you know, obviously the UK hip hop thing, but the grime thing, UK rap thing as well, dubstep, you know, all of that jungle and whatnot. I forgot how much of an influence we have on the rest of the world. And so it's interesting now, like I can play these people, all these different styles of like UK hip hop, you know, like the scene that we know.
Yeah.
And they're not realizing like, shit, man, there's levels to this whole shit,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, of course.
So it's interesting, man, but I don't know about the North.
We can get into that in another investigation on a future week.
I'm sure Rodney P would not agree with that as well.
Okay. Oh yeah, damn, what's his name? Slick Rick, who's going to be in town next month. He's from South, innit? Damn. Anyway, it's all love. We're all in this together. Wherever you're from, it's not. It's where you're at.
Slick Rick's, where is he? What, Kentish Town, innit?
No, he's from South. It's not Deptford, but I always say Deptford. It's
no,
like,
I mean, he's performing.
Oh, right, yeah. Forum, and he's going to be all across
the UK. Supporting him,
isn't
it?
Is it?
Oh my god, he's one of my all time he's one of my earliest memories in life. It's Slick Rick, one of my earliest memories.
But if you're going to give guest list, you give it to me. Don't, just because it's her favourite. Like, don't let her. I want to do some famous shit as well. Some famous ass shit. Like, backstage. At least spud him or some shit. I don't know. Like, something. Touch the eye patch.
You've got to get a smile with the teeth, with the fronts. I do secretly want some fronts.
Is it?
Yeah. So.
I'm surprised you ain't got none yet.
I think most people, they are surprised too. They're waiting for that next time. But yeah, so let's see if we can get Slick Rick on the show. That would be a dream come true, my goodness. But Bad Bones, thank you so much for performing those tracks live for us in the studio. That was so lovely to hear it happen. When next are you out on the road? When next could people catch you?
Well, I'm going to be supporting Slick Rick 26th of November, I believe it is, Kentish Town.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's another one the next day.
Brighton. No.
Bristol or somewhere like that. I'm going to be there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn, man. I'm
looking
jealous,
forward
boy.
To it.
That's
well
gonna
done,
be nice,
man.
Bro.
That's like bucket list for me to be able to support Slick Rick.
You
got to
come
goodness.
Back on after and let us know, like, if there really is an eye under there, you poke the eye.
And Mice has been there. Every week, Mice does an investigation on the show because, you know, we want to share the life hacks out to people of, just share the love and the information. And this week, Mice, you've been asking the question.
Yeah, so I've been asking this question and we have got some very interesting answers, actually. It's been a rocky one because obviously people do get a bit serious. But Bones, I want to ask you. You have the power to get rid of anyone or anything in this world. Who or what would it be and why? See how I did the and why bit? Yeah, little mice like, hey. And why?
That was nice.
There's so many things, isn't
it? You know what? There's so many things, but then there's so many things that will cover so many other things.
Mm.
I gotta say ignorance, man.
Yeah.
Because you get rid of that, you get rid of quite a lot of other things that are not really needed.
I know. And I think lots of us agree on that. So how are we gonna do this? Come on, guys, let's formulate a plan. Adam,
no,
we need your help too.
It's individuals have got to go through their own process with that ignorance.
I think schools
thing.
It could start in school. There could be a level of like, look, you're not meant to, you know, things like even competition, that starts a lot of bullshit from early.
Yeah, of course.
Kids feeling like, no, they're kids.
No, I know. It's
like little Jeremy with two left feet, two flat feet. You know, he ain't got the balls. You know, like some of them ain't got their feet are flat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they ain't good at like certain sports and that.
Yeah.
They're fucked from already. They're already like, rah, I can't do the 100 meters. I can't do, like, I'm definitely not doing no
pole. So you're getting rid of flat feet.
Well, I'm just saying
the ignorance around flat feet.
Yeah,
is what
the ignorance
around
like
flat feet.
So it's like saying you're the winner, you're the best one in the class. It's already messing up the other kids who probably never get that chance to be the winner.
Even with like the Brexit thing, though, I swear, if people there was never any kind of preaching in this country as to what it means us being part of the EU or why that's a good thing. Like, any of that education is never chatted about in school. And so obviously people are going to be like, yeah, sod it, I don't know what that is. So true. Why not just try bounce from this thing anyway? So exactly. Yeah, so, starting in schools, definitely, you know, there's
do you know what? I think some of it starts at home too, man.
Definitely.
Just too many people want to just try and par their kids off to the school system. Like, it's not even the school system's
proper.
I don't think it's their
responsibility.
They're overpaid babysitters, straight up, man.
And they can't use the wooden spoon like we used to get it. So I think there's a big difference there. Like,
yeah, certain powers have been taken away from back in the day. You can't do certain things.
As an adult, you have the
they're put in place for the right reasons, because there's a lot of child abuse. Yeah. But then it's just been used for.
Yeah, now the children are doing the abusing. They're like
some psychological abuse.
Yeah. No, but I think there's a lot of parents who are just stretched in the UK, and so they don't have the mental capacity to like actually put the time into raising their kids properly, kind of thing. And so it's like, oh, it's fine, the school will deal with that. Yeah. And then you just keep your fingers crossed and hope for the best, isn't it?
Yeah, for real.
So definitely ignorance. We're done with you, ignorance. You need to leave the building. But yeah, what else would you like to get rid of us? Hit us up at hiphop@foobarradio.com. Let's play a track. This one is just for you, Bad Bones, because we love you so much over here.
Thank you.
This is also two of my favourite MCs of all time as well. Pharoah Monch and Black Thought on this one cut. Coming up, we're going to be getting into our open mic very soon as well, so do not move a muscle. It's
time,
Sarah,
man.
Love,
look at the time already.
I know.
What the hell is going on?
I know. Sarah Love, My Sticky, Ransom, Bad Bones up here at Food Bar Radio.
White or black music, it's that cooked up, cooked up, crack music. Black Thought, Pharoah, the rap duet. It's that lucid rapid eye. My thing tanks like a piranha tank thing. Multiple bites, figure, mega, reality, terror, giga. Grand Theft Auto, modern day Mickey and Mallory Small. But I'm sick enough to walk into an art gallery and piss on a Picasso. Crack statues, with my balls on a base, be shit on it and throw it at you. So when the beat intensifies, I become emotionally desensitized. Like once I slapped a rapper with mace. Then I spit ass in his face after he rinsed his eyes. No, wait, I actually grew five times my size. Grabbed mace by the thigh and slapped the rapper with him. Now that's practicing sacrilegious activism. Or tactics for battling practical rappers with wisdom. Actually it's pragmatic capitalism for acts. Crack under pressure and collapse when I get him. March is medicinal, man-made medical marijuana. With a phase plasma rifle like I'm searching for Sarah Connor. And shorty's got brains, shorty not playing. From 40 blocks I'm a killer with 40 watt range. With an arrangement of bullets that I've arranged, encrypted and script with specific individual names that shall remain anonymous. Me and the ammunition's in a relationship that's monogamous. It's like I'm married to the silencer. Until I file for divorce and release my Excaliburs. Do up with your arteries, place that for my adversaries. Put your snap back cap, your capillaries. Like, it's not Latin or white or black music. It's that cooked up, cooked up, crack music. Black Thought, the Pharoah, the rap duet. It's that lucid, rapid eye move. Hopefully twice as magnifying as ever hearing Chewbacca scream through a megaphone with the significance of Dr. King. Philanthropic. Cause I'm trying to see man united without reference to UK soccer team. My philosophy prophecy, the opposite of Mephistopheles. I incited isosceles, sent to earth to warn of environmental atrocities. And nobody can copy me, stop. It's not possible but probable that it's only philosophical mockery. Strange, change copper to gold, switch properties. Stay on top of the globe, flip monopolies. Aim, take stock in the soul, spit properly, properly.
Take stock in the soul, spit properly. That extended clip on my hip sits awfully. I'm diabolical, follicle triggers that I cock and squeeze, sending shots to ancient Greece, the pop Socrates. I bear arms like button downs without the sleeves. Manic, depressive, and possessive like apostrophes. My psychiatrist waved the doctor fees. When I waved the pistol and said, listen, quit watching me so I can breathe. National Association for the Advancement of Drugs for Performance Enhancement. And it's tough taking so many chances, but I've been a bad seed from the womb. They call me ovary cancer. And I got an ugly heart, although I'm totally handsome. But I take the love of your life and hold it for ransom. In my tactical camp, they never stood for any national anthems. Was hood, I am the actual answer.
answer, and I'll prove it. Black attire, rappers, fire, rapid eye movement. I'm from a species that is higher, I am not human. Extraterrestrial alien, a monster killer, a contra chilling in a barrel of lobster. Ex-slave, sadomasochist that gave the master my ass to kiss. A dying breed, I'm the last of this. Black is as miraculous as Jesus and Nazareth. When I vocalize, the crowd rise like Lazarus. It's the Rhodes Scholar, my coat collar, piss on Peter. Your hoes hollering, he's on top of the boss. Meet a Mr. Globetrotter in my Adidas. Pure cheetah hopping out of this exotic European four-seater. Hollin', Chiba Chiba like I'm Parkside. Killing is the dark side. Villain, I'm God, I'm Godzilla. Sometimes I'm Bob Dylan, but blood on these tracks for real. So God willing, you feel what I'm spilling. Yeah, I never quit, I'm still syndicating up. Me and Pharaoh Mines did it for the benefit of us. This is straight ways of behavior, I never get enough. Get the picture, my militia getting ignorant as fuck.
Yeah, it's suicide, murder, straight from the underground, through the fiber optics,
Sparrow, Black
Thought, complete the cipher, the movement outlandish.
Yo, it's not Latin or white or black music, it's that cooked up, cooked the crack music, Black Thought, Sparrow, rap duet, it's that lucid, rapid eye movement.
Wow, that track is, hey, hey, we're on air now.
That was lyricism right there, boy.
No, I'm joking. That track is the level of, like, the aliens are going to blow up the Earth, and the only way we can save the Earth is by sending people to go and rap. That's the level of rapping that tune is at. Honestly,
I was wondering where he's going there, because I was like, I am not blowing up on this Earth right now. I got shit to do. There's a dude's got 10 bag waiting for me around the corner after the show. I ain't not blowing up right now.
And speaking of the 10 bag, shout out to G-Bag locked into the show, and Trish's, and also Claudia in NYC. They're feeling the tunes them.
The tunes them.
It's Food Bar Radio with myself, Sarah Love.
Myself, My Stiggy, a.k.a. the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake. And we are joined by two West London brothers right here.
Yeah.
We're getting outnumbered now, Bad Bones. Yeah. It's 3-2 on the West versus North beef.
Yeah, the West
came to
North,
represent, yo.
West Coast, North Coast. No, that don't really,
right. Sounds a bit weird, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's
but not. Welcome to the show, guys. Introduce yourselves. You have actually been up here
reintroduce
before.
Reintroduce yourselves.
A couple times.
So the lefty's like, he's like family now.
I've been paying rent and that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's your boy Lefty, the light skin Luke. The mixed race Malcolm
Which
X.
Luther? Lex Luthor or Luther Vandross?
Idris, fam.
Idris.
Oh.
Idris. Shit, see, aye, these new man. Kids, this new way of shit, man. I still ain't watched that episode of Luther yet because.
Me neither.
Is it good or not? What's it saying?
Bruh, it's lit, cuz. It's Luther! You see it, cuz. It's hard. It's dope. But yeah, man, LGM Music. We are.
Danny Bliss in the building. Shining. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm back, man.
I see you've been getting back in the gym and all that. What's all this?
Hey, listen.
I've seen the posts on Instagram.
What is it like? 40 one-handed press-up challenges.
24 hours. Yeah, he's doing them with them pull-ups with one finger, pull-ups on the little finger and shit.
Well, I'm just tired of being skinny, innit? I don't want to be skinny no more. So
but have you got the dietary requirements down as well? Because that's the thing, you can end up hurting yourself by these people who were bashing it too hard in the gym, and then they're not doing things like hydrating and eating correctly.
You gotta put the right steroids in your body if you're gonna do this properly.
Yeah, like, which kind of steroids do you use?
Listen,
Danny?
I got a guy that I can talk to. Yeah.
I love how you lot didn't ask me none of this.
I ain't seen you post no pics of. Are you been
posting? You're just a backpack rapper anyway. Look at you coming in here with your backpack on.
That's racist.
No, as long as it ain't a man bag, I'll be happy about that shit. Just keep that backpack where it is.
Bomber packs or whatever.
I don't want to hear no man bag rap from you lot because that's when I start getting worried.
There's no you lot involved, bro. If that's someone that's not me, bro. I'm not involved. No bags. Strictly t-shirt.
No, it's just the other week we came to the final conclusion that the meaning of backpack rap is if you're wearing a backpack. So today, Lefty in the house, rocking the backpack.
Repping.
You're repping for the backpack movement. What else has been good though, guys?
Satchel squad.
That's what's good. I don't condone that one bit. Okay, so what are you condoning, Danny Bliss?
Oh, you asked us what's been going on. We got our own studio, so we've been hibernating in the lab, as they say in the States, isn't it? The lab. Mm. Been in the lab.
We
getting
say it
in.
Here as well.
Yeah, we say it here. We're just copying from them.
Some people say the lab because he takes shit in there. Got some dope shit. I mean the laboratory, fam. Sorry, like road science.
Scientist thing, you get me? Hashtag scientist. But yeah, now we've been in the lab. We've been like, we got our studio based in Chiswick. So anyone wants to come down, we got yeah, I'm plugging that. We got cheap studio time right by Chiswick Roundabout. Come there, we'll make your bars better, we'll make your songs better. Nice. Sometimes we jump on them, you get me? If you want a little hook, you don't know what's getting on. Yeah, right. We work with you, you know what I'm saying?
I like the sound of this, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're about helping the people that come down, you know what I mean? It's not just it's we're trying to work with people as well as just get them to come down and use our premises.
How did that come about? How did you guys, who won the lottery was what I'm trying to ask.
It's about
who
you
know. To borrow money.
Yeah, innit? Like, yeah. We got a loan from, no, I'm joking. But yeah, now basically.
Donald Trump loan.
Yeah, innit? Donald Trump. I'm for Donald Trump, though, Jacob.
Trump.
I was about to say, you need to leave the studio right now.
Do I look like, they can't see me out
no,
there.
No, listen, right, like, I've seen black people in America passionately supporting Trump.
Yeah, they're Americans though, man. Some of them ain't got.
No, don't even try that. People out here voted for Boris Johnson as London mayor. We voted for Brexit, so we can't be taking the mick out of US politics anymore. Yeah, like that's it. We're done with our credits for taking the piss out of American politics.
Hey, yeah, that's the point, but I've never voted in my life because I know it's all politics in it, so I'm not involved in that conversation.
Okay.
Really, really. But personally, yeah, whatever to all of that, man. But
yeah.
We're talking about
the lab. You're talking about getting busy the in the lab.
Yeah, the lamp. What's that? The lab, yeah, no, just come down.
How long's it been open?
It's been like, what, 3 months, 4 months?
5 months.
5 months. Mm.
Right, you lot are only just telling us this shit now.
Because we didn't have it last time we came.
Really? Is that long ago? Goodness me. I'm sorry, it's tripping me out. There's only like 3 months left until 2017.
I'm tripping out.
Proper.
Tripping out.
Oh my God, I might actually have to play that.
Yes,
now that you've sung that.
Uncle Diggy.
I'm going to have to play that.
Tripping out.
That's crazy, boy.
That is I only just got used to saying 2016. Now I'm suddenly like, what? I've got a need to ready myself. So what's good with you then, Lefty?
Oh, everything, man. Just life's pretty good, man.
How did the mixtape go down?
Yeah, it went off still, yeah. The maddest thing is I've done another mixtape since then, you know, as well, cuz.
Yeah, I remember you said you had a bunch of shit ready to come out.
Yeah, I'm just hitting them, pat, you know what I'm saying? Just leave them know.
You write more bars at McDonald's waiting for a milkshake and shit.
Bro, yeah, cuz, I'm telling you, fam.
Was it you last time you were here, you were talking about taking your girl to McDonald's and then just not even talking to her while you're there because you were busy having to pen rhymes?
Someone sent me a beat and
you're like, enjoy your Big Mac meal, yeah, I've got things
You know what I mean? So I heard the beat and I just started writing, and yeah, that's just what happens, isn't it? You know what I mean? When you're a spitter.
I want to ask you guys, Bad Bones as well. Do you guys read?
What? Books?
Books.
What's that, books? Yeah.
No, I just read
Danny's
Twitter
just
posts.
Laughing at the thought of reading a book.
This kid is learning. He wants to become a rapper and whatnot.
You gotta read, man.
Give me some advice.
Watch TV with subtitles, isn't it?
C-Facts. Or you can just go. If you're old school, you got C-Facts. Trust Sarah to say she misses. How the fuck do you miss C-Facts, man?
But you remember when you used to have to check the football scores on C-Facts, and take like 10 minutes for the page to flip.
C-Facts, man, don't read books, but man's on the C-Facts team.
Old school Google, innit? Old school Google. Code.
But I was trying to tell this kid, read books. He's like, what the fuck? Like, bruv, I need some.
He looked at you like you were crazy.
Yeah, yeah, and he looked at me like I was crazy, but I was saying, read. Like, you're dealing with words. If you're trying, you want to be an MC, you're going to have to deal with words. Yeah, so ideally, you want to be able to, you know, narrate in a decent way. So get books, start reading books. My man looked at me like I was strange, and then walked off. I was like, "Yeah, fuck you, man." And so anyway, then I was thinking
like,
to myself,
"Mike needs help."
Yeah, I was thinking to myself, right? You know, most of the people that I know that are good MCs, I'm sure they read. So I want to find out from you guys. Do you guys read? Or
there's no shame in it if you don't
bones.
Either.
It's nothing to be ashamed.
Yeah, I read, but I'm on and off with it, man. You know.
Yeah, I'm similar.
But when
man,
I'm in it, like proper. Know,
yeah.
When I'm off it, I'm off it.
That's
man.
Why I find it hard to read all the time is because I feel like I'll be lost. I've got an addictive personality, so if I start reading, then I'm reading and reading and to the point, like, damn, I need that book. Hey, baby, come back. I'm sucking dick.
You have to have breaks sometimes, man, just to let your mind settle. But it's about reading something that's worth reading as
that's
well.
Right, yeah.
Sometimes
yeah,
you read a book, sure. Everyone's saying, yeah, read that book, you read it, and you're like, what about Freddy's idiot? Why did you tell me to read it? Like, it's the truth. I was just bored. I just wasted like 2 days of my life. So
that's the importance of it all, man.
No, but that reminds me of that Chris Rock stand up where he's saying, the first hustlers, what they were hustling was words. you know, because back in slavery times, you'd get killed if you could read. Mm. You know, so it was like on the low, teaching people to
read. Hey, man, look, I got this page 24.
Yeah. I got page, you know what I'm
saying? I got page 24. That's what I'm there.
What you need, man?
You know what I'm saying?
Page 26.
Chicken necks, you know what I'm saying? Some neck bones, some potato skins. Come on with it.
Honestly.
I shouldn't even make a joke about that shit.
No, because it's real, man. It's real. Honestly.
Yes, you're coming with me. I shall drag all of you down with me 6 million feet beneath the earth's core, where your thoughts are nothing but dandruff on the devil's shoulders.
Huh? No, but I thought he was talking to me. Like, oh, no, adamantium's, yeah.
Yeah, he looked worried there. I was like, the devil, no.
He made Adam uncomfortable. Look what he did.
Pardon, Adam's like, don't mention him again.
So you guys are going to bless the open mic for us this week.
Yeah, I heard you had a question for us, though.
Yeah, we do have a question. The question is...
He knows the show better than we do.
You have the power to get rid of anyone or anything in this world. Who or what would it be?
And why?
Cold.
See, I still did the
cold.
Cold.
What, cold weather?
Cold.
Wow.
Oh, really?
Cold.
So you're happy for mosquitoes to be about, like, you know, 365 days of the year.
I'll smile through it, brother. I'll smile through it. Listen, me and cold have got beef. I can't stand... living in this country just because of the cold.
Oh, no, wow. But you have to find ways to
careful
embrace
now, man.
The cold.
We're going to get some Brexit and emails
can,
in a bit.
You can kiss my black eyes. Cold. F you and your mother. I can't stand the cold.
You know what? I think I actually have a phobia of the cold, and I blame my parents, mostly my African mother, because I swear as kids we couldn't like bend our limbs because she put so many layers on us, like going to school and stuff. And so it's like now I have zero tolerance for the cold, which is why winter guilt is such a major problem, health
radiators
problem for
are
me.
On from the morning. The radiators are on. You're upset. August. It's a bad day.
Yeah.
You know when you wake up, the radiators are on. It's like, bruv, don't even fucking chat to me right now. I forgot to turn the radio.
If you see the radiators on, today's not a good day to mess with me. No, so I feel cold, your pain with cold. The cold. But then I think the way to get over it is you need to find ways to feel positive about it being cold. So it's fun. What I look forward to in winter is you get to wear all your winter clothes that you can't wear in the summer.
Yeah, but everything shrivels up in the cold. That's the most depressing thing.
Yeah, no, you guys.
You ever have to go through. You have to wake up and think. You have a nightmare. Oh, shit, it's cold. Still, I've got to go through the rest of the day not feeling 100%.
Not selling it to you.
Hi, Mike, how you doing? Yeah. I'm good, but I'm cold. I just say you lot is cold, yeah?
I mean, you know, it's
before
everybody.
You think, Eddie, I've got these tight jeans on. I just want you to understand it's cold today.
Yeah, disclaimer everywhere you go.
Sometimes that. There's not enough clothes for the cold, and like, it's depressing. Everyone, when you're in the warmth, people are more happy. You get more vitamins. Like, we're made for the sun. In case you haven't noticed.
And you know that they have a saying in Sweden where they say there's no such thing as bad weather, only bad clothing.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's because they're in a cold country.
Exactly. They're like, how are we going to feel better about this? How do we spin this to the glass sample?
How do we stop our children from running away from this country?
I've been to Sweden in the winter. They have their seasons. That's what I'm saying. Like, they have their seasons.
Yeah, seasons where the sun don't set and seasons when the sun don't rise. And Lefty, what about you then?
What's that?
Oh, MySatK has a question for us today.
You have the power to get rid of anything or anyone.
Daddy long legs.
Oh,
I might have to spud you on that. I ain't no pussy here, but
daddy long legs.
They just look like
granny long
giant
legs,
mosquitoes.
Mummy long legs. All the long legs. Get out.
Yeah, they are.
So, why? Just why do they like?
I think it's a from school thing as well. Living in the UK from school days, you're kind of traumatized by them shits because it's usually in the showers or somewhere.
Weird.
You feel like you should get violated by a giant.
Swimming.
You know what I mean? It kind of messes with you as you get older. You just look like a pussy running away from giant daddy long legs. But anyway,
I don't understand why it's a daddy long legs as well.
That might have something to do with it. Like,
I'm not feeling that.
Most of our daddies ain't around, so there's probably some issue there.
Some other kind of thing coming through. Being channeled. Poor daddy long legs.
Like flying spiders, though, isn't it?
Huh?
Mm. They're like flying spiders.
Yeah.
Like, look how scared people are of spiders. So imagine they could fly. Daddy long legs.
That's the thing though. Spiders can't fly. Spiders just walk. So I'm not as shook from not that I'm shook of any of them shits.
Honest,
there. Like,
honest,
I'm fat. I'm a dragonfly. If you give me a big enough newspaper, give me the Financial Times. I'm a daddy amongst daddies.
I actually heard daddy long legs are like they're mad poisonous, innit?
but their teeth are too. Why are you laughing?
Are you serious?
This is a serious matter.
Is it?
Yeah, they're mad poisonous, but their teeth are too weak to break through our skin.
Wow, is this what so keeps what, you up at so night? Yeah. This is what wow. stops you lefties, sleeping at night. You're just like,
don't watch Sarah. She'll yeah. To next week, she'll be like, oh my god, Daddy yeah. Long Legs.
Don't say I didn't warn you, innit?
Well, I didn't realize that. So they actually have teeth.
I heard so. Yeah.
My friend always talks to yeah.
Let me go. Yeah, oh, yeah, let me go to roadscience.com. Let me just find out this shit.
Let's confirm this or upload this.
Confirm it. That's it, roadsides.com. That's all we... You lot are only going to get information backed up by roadsides.com.
We really need to start that page. No, I'm not backing the Daddy Long Legs, getting rid of them. Come Think on. Daddy Long Legs is an important part of the ecosystem that's feeding some other beautiful parts of Mother Nature's creation.
Yeah, but not when it's getting stuck in my fucking front room. Yeah. Acting like, bruv, it's a window. Sporadic. Stop acting sporadic. Like you can go through... How many hours do they have to do that shit where they act like they can go through? Yo, all right, let me try here. No, yeah. I swear I can see
just
outside.
This time.
No, not here. I'm high, yo, bro. I swear it's outside there. Like, bruv, just ask me. I'll answer. Like, I'm opening the window. I don't want to touch you because you're a bit weird. But I've opened the window. You're an insect. You should know the temperature has changed something. To go, oh yeah, let me try this side of the window now that
it's
open.
Rude, to be honest,
fucking taking a piss, bro.
But yeah, no, that does all sound mad stressful. So let me.
Life's stressful, man. Life's
stressful.
These are one of the hardships of being alive in 2016, it's Daddy Longlegs.
First world problems. Bro.
Yes, but we're still going to get into our open mic very soon. Right now, we have Lefty and Danny Bliss join us in the studio. Ransom. Bad Bones is still with us. And next week on the show, we're going to have this guy performing live and having a chat with us, Mr. Lewis Parker. So I thought, let's pay you something brand new from him. And I thought, you know, seeing as you guys are all getting a bit heated and worried about the spiders and Daddy Long Legs, this is quite suitable. It's called Release the Stress.
Word up, word up. Check it out now. Shit is ill, yo. Yes, indeed. And we still taking it sky high, baby. Sky high, shit is real. Shit is real. To all the people still holding me down. Nah, man. Come on. Check it out now. It's all love, baby. Yo. Yo, check it. Nowadays, shit is ill, just trying to hold your own. To make papes and stay straight in the golden zone. That's why most time I stay alone at the residence. On the DL, in the lab with all the elements. I smoke the skarma. The phone rings with all the drama. Situation staying lava. Feeling like I need to calm down and relax. But these times is tense and have you stressed to the max. Falling through the gaps. Find yourself in the gutter with the rats. I rock the butter tracks all day. Spit the ill facts, no play. The fly breaks some wax. Get hooked up and stashed away. Racing with time. Straight cash on the mind. Flip the record like a crime. Then cool shorty to recline. Rocks the ill steelo. Steady in the cup with the gems on the D-Lo. Release the stress. Release the stress. Take it to the top side. Don't settle for less. Release the stress. Release the stress. Show them what you got, son. You one of the best. Yo, these days get hectic. Can't find no escape or exit. Snakes on the move, trying to flex on the next shit. And shit is tough as ever, scrambling for cheddar. The family on edge, trying to keep shit together. And every day's a struggle on how to make the next bundle. I love the music, but gonna flip shit like a hustle. Word niggas were wildin' when I was shotting beats on Staten Island. Around the time when that shit was cheating and lying. Time crazy flying. Nowadays, it be feeling like my heart is iron. The shit is wild, ill. Your man's pulled that snake food for real. Man, he be playing for the team, but had his hands in the till. Frozen in suspension. Days of heavy tension. I flip the beat, so I don't fall into a depression. The city keep you caught up. New plans get drawn up when you run in the race of life without taking no shortcuts. Release the stress. Release the stress. Take it to the top side. Don't settle for less. Release the stress. Release the stress. Show them what you got, son. You one of the best. Release the stress. Release the stress. Release the stress, release the stress. Expect the real deal, forget it all up your chest. And yo, it's everyday pressure.
pressure, trying to go the whole measure. I hold it down and always plan the next venture, and these haters can't see me, but still talking all greasy. I keep it moving, eyes on the next Luchini. It's never easy when you caught in the ill lifestyle. Niggas flipping wild to get paid for their wife and child. It's understandable when the system sees you as an animal. Gotta stack capital and raise up the level. Told son to run with that devil at his own peril. I'm in the cut like a rebel, planning the attack. Dealing with the pressure, son. Ain't trying to catch a heart attack in this modern western habitat, where the police target the black is mainly criminal. Afraid of the original, I spit dangerously lyrical. Shots through your dome to send your whole sucker team home.
Release the stress, take it to the top, son. Don't settle for less. Release the stress, release the stress. Show us what you got, son. You one of the best. Release the stress, release the stress. Life is mad wild, that's why niggas so obsessed. Release the stress. Gotta release the stress. A man's man Friday, gotta release the stress. My nigga Mr. Spice, gotta release the stress. My man Del Dolo, release the stress. My man DJ Ping's gotta release the stress. My nigga Ray Rollins, gotta release the stress. My brother Pascal, gotta release the stress. My brother Hadrian, release the stress. Come on.
Release the stress of Daddy Long Legs. That was Lewis Parker. Release the stress is the 12 inches dropping on the 17th of October. That's not yet, is it? But the pre-orders are already available. That's coming out on King Underground. And next week, Lewis Parker is going to be joining us in the studio, another UK vet, right here on Fubar Radio every Monday, 4 till 6 p.m. with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy, mother lovers. And we are joined by another two MCs right here. We got Mike Kaye.
Big up.
We're 2C87. Yes, what's going on? Well, 2C's happy, boy. It's what I like to see, that smiling face. You know, when he's ready to eat up these mics. That's all I know, boy.
No
doubt. Are you one fam in the building, man? Good to see you, bro.
Yeah, good to see you, B.
How you lot feeling, man? Mike, what's going on?
I'm feeling good, man. I'm alive. I'm feeling good, man. I'm giving thanks, you know.
So you're MC. Are you South American, yeah?
I'm South American.
Are you? And you? Did you come over here or you were born here?
No, I was born in London. I was born in London, but my parents are from Colombia. So they moved to this country like around 35, 40 years ago.
Have you ever been to Colombia?
Yeah, I've been once.
Yeah?
I've been once, like 10 years ago. It's beautiful. I was there for like 6 months.
Have you seen what's going on in the news in Colombia at the moment? Yeah, what do you make of all of that?
Boy, it's, you know what? It's, people are divided from the yes and the no. And although the paramilitaries, they wanted to form a political party and people voted against the no peace. So they want, so do you know what I'm saying? It's just mad.
Yeah,
and then you've got Santos winning a Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah, what is that about?
It's just mad how everything's just come so soon right after the vote. Like the votes were a week ago,
yeah,
you know, I wanted the peace, you know.
Mm. Who doesn't want peace?
You know, it's been over 50 years of war. That's why my parents left.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
You know, and many people come. Trust me, it's
mad. I think a lot of progress that they've been able to bring together what was once called like a terrorist organization, and they're actually having, which is the FARC, and they're having conversation with the government. So hopefully, this is steps in the right direction.
Thanks,
but what,
man,
you grew up,
you're not getting too deep for this.
I know. Sorry about that.
I don't even know.
That's secretly, I didn't. Either. That's why I said that shit. But. So how long you been rapping for?
For over 15 years.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, like, to be honest, my sister's a singer. My parents used to own like a Latin bar in London.
Oh, shit.
So my sister used to sing this. I've always been around music. My older brother was the one that showed me about hip hop.
Nice.
Yeah, man. Over 15 years.
And you're ready for the open mic in
I'm
a bit?
I'm always ready, man. Always ready.
All right, and we got Watusi.
How you mean? How you doing, man?
How you people doing,
Sarah?
Very
this
good.
Is, he's an affiliate with Logic. Remember,
okay.
We've had Logic up here a couple of times.
Yeah, man, we're all family in this UK hip-hop underground scene, and it's much love between ones and ones, you know, that you might not know who know each other, but it's always love. Always love on a deeper level, you know.
So. You've got really good teeth.
That's what everyone says to me. Good
teeth. Mine, man. Everybody's still their teeth, bro. That's
no, I'm only gonna steal fronts. That's how we roll. And so, for those who aren't familiar with you as an MC, like, what's your story?
Well, I'm a member of the RU1 fam. I'm also a member of a band called the African Revolution, spelt with a K. I'm also a member of a djembe group, a drum and percussion group called Djembe Explosion.
Dope.
And, that was Niles.
Yeah, that Niles and Sheba so we go way back.
How long have you played djembe?
For like over 10 years now, just fantastic. Over 10 years. So been doing this since I was like a teenager in the band and all that, performing on stage and with high class musicians. Now I'm just kind of like working on some new stuff with the RU1 fam, releasing some stuff by myself, working with a producer called Scam, and working with Hybrid Freaks Culture Sounds people and that, on a new project. So big up all my people, them Culture Sounds, RU1 fam, Hybrid Freaks, Logic, and...
Yeah, Niles is an elder for me, man. Him and Dougie is a guy called Dougie.
Oh, you know Dougie?
Yeah, yeah. When
Dougie's family.
When I was mad young, they were trying to get me in the studio to record this and that. Yeah, but
okay,
I was
that's
too,
real shit.
I was lost in the streets. You know what I mean? But yeah, it's amazing to see him still about.
We got to talk. Dougie's daughter is my goddaughter.
Oh, serious? Yeah. Wow, that's crazy, man.
Well, we're looking forward to having you guys rep on the open mic, so you're going to hold tight. And we're also going to be joined again by Lefty, Danny Bliss, Ransom Bad Bones is still in the studio. So you know this is another epic open mic that you do not want to move a muscle for. But before we get into that, I'm going to play you something brand new from Alicia Heed Muhammad, Adrian Young, and Method Man. Let's do it. It's Food Bar Radio.
Yo, Sway, man, I can't even describe it, man. The situation was crazy, bruh. If I was a gorilla, I would say it was bananas, B. For real, the man just took over the whole situation, God. Listen, man, it is what it is. Can't understand a man if you ain't live what he lived. Coaches in the crib and got no food up in the fridge. Plus the crime running rampant and it's screwing up the kids. Sway, man, what kind of paradise is this? I just want my 40 acres and some cash on the wrist. But these snakes is trying to gather in the pit where you get the cotton now, plucking ashes off the clip. Off the rip, now a challenger exists. Any bulletproof shoot, what kind of caliber is this? Got thugs in the store with the barrel on your lips, saying nifty out the jail before you pound you with the grip, Lord. Who the call when no one obeys the law? And there ain't no Iron Man that can come and save us all. Power to the people and Luke Cage the cause. And the cops got it wrong, we don't think Cage involved. Look, dog, a hero never had one. I'm Freddie Tuck, Malcolm and Martin, this is the last one. I beg your pardon, somebody pulling a fast one. Now we got a hero for hiring, he a black one. And bullet hole hoodies is the fashion. We in Harlem's paradise, delicate done. That I'm about to trade the mic for a magnum. Give up my life for Trayvon to have one. Yeah, cause this is bulletproof love. And you already know what a bulletproof does. So you can take it from a bulletproof thug. The hood got his back, dog, bulletproof love. The blood thicker than mud. And who am I to judge if you get a gun in the club? Cause you already know what a bulletproof does. When the hood got your back, dog, bulletproof loves. Yeah, shout out to Pop, R.I.P. my brother. The streets is crazy nowadays. People say we don't need another hero, but now we got one. Whether you like it or not, Luke Cage, please believe it, sir. The streets got your back. You already bulletproof love, baby.
That track is called Bulletproof Love featuring Method Man. It's created in conjunction with the series Luke Cage. Definitely go and check that
verse
out.
I remember he drops the verse on the last season. No spoilers or nothing like that, but on the last episode, he drops that verse.
And any show, I've not seen it yet, but any show that names all the... But any show that names all the episodes after a Gangstar tune, I'm just like, yes! And deep. Right now, I'm like, yes! Because we're going to get into the open mic and we have like some nasty MCs in the place to be. And are you guys ready to rock?
All day.
And this week's beat we have courtesy of the lovely
a banger by DJ Cool Drive. Yeah, that's right, my beloved. And we got some real MCs in the building. Yeah,
I love
you
that.
Can ride any beat as far as I'm aware. So who's going to say it off? We got Danny Bliss, We got Lefty. We got Ransom Bad Bones. We're 2C87. Man from the Kaye, Mike Kaye. What are you saying? Who's going to say it off, man?
Man.
Lefty.
Shout out, man.
Yeah. Are you not headphones sounding all right,
We out here. I came through looking like the Pope. All my niggas tight, it's like I'm walking on the rope. I line you up in sight, I put my eye up to the scope. The only life I know, shit, I ain't dying broke. I'm out to buy a boat. Yeah, I'm scared of water, but when you die, you float. I'm cycling in Rome, she liking my cologne. Big people on my phone, the meat full off the bone. Damn, y'all like, hey, damn, she like to moan. I get niggas wildin' when I ride the microphone. Feel like I'm on an island when I'm hiding in my zone. Shit, life splits, 20 likes and I'm past this. It's past piff, hit it once, need a harness. I tell the feds you got the wrong bloke. Every song dope, I'm out here like arson in the long coat. Hey, I'm Bon Jovi with the gold rolly. I sip slowly and take hits like Mick Foley. Your bitch phone me. Yeah, jamming by the payphone. My team break bones. We won the match on the way it goes. Never catch me in the same clothes. Check the scratches on my halo. A rotten man, I got a plan. Hold the team down like Cocker Land. I'm eating Cocker Van. My punch is off and land. I'm back to offer man. Call me Nick, offer man. They want a feature, it'll cost a grand. Check my top and pants. Yeah, I got the dank with a blonde bitch and she's Austrian. Pop a bit of champs. Fuck her us, I want a kilogram. I've been the boss since a little man. Got bitches screaming like I'm in the band. Yeah, that's kamikaze like I'm in Japan. The flow still it bang. I watch you niggas hang. Never been the middle man. I skirt skirt in the van. Yeah.
Lefty, boy. What do you see? What you saying,
yo,
bro?
Yo, while I'm alive, the guy tonight is shining bright. Dynamite, every time I write, I'm eye your mic. Try to night your night. Prepare to firefight. I privatize a silent night on higher heights now. Who is it? He speak too vivid. Bad mind and bad spirit, he will leave you livid. Refuse to be dinners of serious sinners with sadness. Test the time that pyramid finished. Yes, I. Pivoting the discipline, configuring the cinnamons. Be lit in your river and exhibiting the real thing. Rivers fizz to hit your skin, delivering the king within. It to win, sink or swim. Yes, I survived all these red eyes. Spread my wings and let fly, let's get high. Brethren and sisters, every one of my siblings. Keep on listening, to your mind I can give wings. Don't play with my words. One must take it serious, as it goes for your brain and your nerves. And the flavors immerse. I take in some herb and conversate with the birds. No fake in the verse. Don't slumber on hunger, acquainted with verse. On this wave that I serve, observe like a nature reserve. The flames have occurred, but you take what's deserved. Ask me, you can't keep moving ghastly. The dark seed calmly bringing life to the party. At the gate is Draptomanian MCs. Amongst the streams of subterranean debris. Roaring lions break the silence like violence. Incline with the ancient science like Mayans. Look, the item is non-compliant. Resigning alignment of confinement. So fly with me, it's safe in my earth. You can take you to the future or the place of your birth. We stay on our job, now we making it work. And it's time to revert the pain and the hurt. So spread the forks long, yeah we walk strong. Awesome, eat the beat till it's all gone. I won't be anchored, the flows be transferred. You know the standard, erase phony gangsters. Actors and actresses, and activists of accurate practices. Get back to biz, I'm higher than the robin. I'll be tired of the shutting. I'm residing with the rotten weather. Times of picking cotton, I've forgotten. But no stopping to the sky, I'll be trotting. I'll be topping, but I drop into a bottom. I'm a nut in hell, stop and chill. Keep going, I'll be evolving. Seesawing while free flowing. Heat throwing each poem while beats blowing, the lights been glowing. Every side street snowing, got my psyche growing. Keep the Tai Chi towing, every rhyme steam rolling. Yo, yeah, yo, yo, I know it's like, yo, let them all come, they'll get a portion. Torch them, war ones with a forked tongue. My sword is the source, no, pause for the cause. It's the law of the Lord, Morris door. I'll be kicking down the doors off your entrance. For the force in the sentence, ripping through your cause and your tendons of vengeance. Hit you with the pen or the pencil. I tell you that rebels ain't friends with the devil. With endless potential, stepping up levels, assemble the mental. Instrumentals sent to your temple, whether you're Nepalese or you're Bengal. From the Senegal streets to the French walls, I let fall specials from the vessels. Step to wrestle out the cesspool. Influential, get schooled to your head's full. I know it's like
Bad Boys, what you saying? What? Yo, one, two, see right there, boy. What you saying, Bad Boys?
a blatant obvious place of the colonist that subjugate with the comic strip and novices. This is the opposite of spitting estrogen or when comparing a terrapin to a Nephilim. It's a big fetish now to give credit to the synthetic and the generic till it's embedded like a diss record before escorting the genesis of the premises. Getting so nervous that their sole purpose is to hold earnings on the show circuit, plus the whole purpose of the word urban, open the culture to those who won't revolt for it. Certainly atrocious, wary show promoters, a racial component is their only focus. I personify while they idolize where the price is right, directed by a notion. Pirates are in motion, it's in English tradition to be stiff and vindictive and suspicious of pigments with condition restrictions like a prisoner system with a bill of commission and hiding in the open. My dynamite will mold them like some crushed grapes tucked away under a 50 ton weight, made up double standards for those going pop and full of so much air, been named as bubble rappers. That's been done established with a knuckle sandwich for spitting underhanded like their butts are branded. Had to interact with cinematic actors and actresses that's overrated and under challenged. After dividends, is it hot chicken shits or marching in with his upper class privileges until that headspan outgrows the webcam of copycats that want to rap but don't respect blacks. Bonfire the umpire and compile the lyrical goonies to come find ya. Step into the labyrinth of chemical imbalancement with challenges. Stepping on set, check my analysis. Kiddie slang and poor grammar. The short strangler comes back like force hammer. AKA screen hacker, the dream catcher who made you see the front and the back of your jeans splatter. Fucking around with this uncontrolled substance will leave you musty and dusty like London's old dungeons. All I see is white flags and peace signs, tree vines, Venus fly traps and beehives. Bring it back, rewind it to the first string, vertically spinning like cyclones and whirlwinds. Dash a bang, a rang a tang in the piranha tank, grab the flammable laughing gas and spot the match. For any rapper that's arrogant and inadequate, the vaginal maximus is masculine to the maximum. Man a gassing over flammable flagellants, backpacking or trapping it with a gang of good Samaritans. Forgot your hot 16, often inaccurate, but got to view to what extreme is lyrically massacred. The merciless, murderous mercenary, meaning to murk all MCs on purpose by accident. In that all the crap you slap was corny category, acting raw from being beaten, fucked in a rapping orgy, and all for stardom. Cut out the charm and raise the bars up or be made a martyr when you stand before me. Notoriously killing, what a gimmick is this lyricist, born in the base of an ancient pyramid, is slaying their derivative in Colosseums. The modern day narrator of a faker's mausoleum when he spits. Illest in it, rhyming viruses left you blind and sick. Biting minors like the cipher in Mayan hieroglyphs. While mutating in airborne, rare form to wear form, and spitters confining boxes like rhyming gimps. Cremate your rapper's favorite to your favorite rapper. Babbling nonsense, lacking a concept. The context and content is man's got bread like bakery actors. Like pterodactyls spread wings, their gums were made for flapping. Mannequins in their spandex for blank checks, infected with the same brain damage imbalance as Xanax. These weaker rappers need their breathing apparatus to graduate from imaginary mansion to palace. That nobody to somebody's embodied by everybody. And I'm the protein body armor antibodies that body blow busy bodies, body suit body heat off the rappers I body by intoxically catching bodies.
Rap's got me in the writer's block, there's no escaping that. So for the moment I just roll it up and spark it. Daydreamer, that was the label I was given as a kid. Big dreams can become a reality only if you're willing to work hard for it. Stay consistent to your craft and stay rooted to the grind as you grow. The only way is up, powered by the light that life brings. Lone Giovanni, you're a blessing for reminding me the true emotion of unconditional love. And every day that goes by I give thanks to the Most High for bringing you into my life. Now check me out as I let my spirit out, reminiscing on my younger days. A child who is up to no good that misbehaved, rapping to himself reciting jealous ones, envy don't have the henna, 36 chambers Latin lingo, para todo lo gringo that don't overstand lo que tiro. Capital punishment con el movimiento latino. Ustedes saben que yo digo lo que vivo, still with Bebo, aquí yo sí mantengo con lo mío on the fubar. Ustedes ya lo saben como es, cause ellos están buscando una forma para pegar ya. What you see, Zico, you know we're live. Sarah, I'm more my Stiggy Bad Bones and the rest of the guys. Yo, we spit live and direct. Ustedes saben, Mike Calle, yo, is always direct. Con esa lírica, straight de Colombia. You know the salsa, bachata, and the reggaeton. Aquí mezclado con el fuego, yeah, you know me, homes. La mami le gusta the way we keep it going. Ustedes ya lo saben que le metemos with flowers and keep going. Yo no entiendo lo que tengo. Yo mantengo metiendo fuego aquí con esto. Ustedes ya lo saben que mantengo y yo pego.
Ellos digan lo que quieran. Raised en el callejón, represento el sonido straight desde el barrio. Flow magnífico, flow sicario. On the mic, an animal residing in the jungle. Ellos, ustedes saben que nosotros no metemos for the rumble. Si tú quieres un problema, entonces diga cómo va. Ustedes dicen que le meten, pero no van a estallar. Explotando como bomba, so what the bomba. Ustedes saben que nosotros le metemos con la rumba. Yo.
Yo, Mike Calle, tiene razón. Danny Bliss, we say, bro.
I understand that about Fuego, magnificent.
That
was hard,
that was it. Yeah,
there we go, bro. Yo, Marvelous come with a charge after the carcasses are carved with the game. Arsonists come like rhinoceros, but harder to tame. Your garbage is lame. Blowing smoke like after a flame, and as hard as I came, could never say our bars are the same. So, and my heart is a pain, cause nobody knows my killer flow will scar your brigade. I target your fade, try and slap my palm for your brain. Bare hits like hollow tips, massaging your frame. Verbally speaking, fam, I'm super califragilistic. Fuck what you think of me, I'm bound to split and mash my big bitch. Send her to the kitchen to make me a meal. So fat that her feet can't even fit in her heels. Sit with it, do what you're good at and stick with it. Words hit you hard like I was flinging a brick with it. Bitch, rid it. Couldn't see me in pitch black, and I'm making up for all the stuff that those pricks lack. That's that, show you how to rap. It's a rap.
It's a rap.
Danny Bliss.
Yo, it's a rap. Who's next? Who's next, man? I think we got a couple more minutes.
We got like 2 minutes, so whoever's rapping better jump on right now.
I've been seeking the best, defending the best, but don't possess the necessary simply skills and zeal to build, but still they feel the legendary is really a mess. Sitting on stress, but right now I'm not giving an F. Prison Express, watching innocent nest, like a minute and death to sit, jump up a little friends. Lyrical threat configuring the video to bring to the session. Oh, come on, let me run that new slang. Brothers say I'm like a one man Wu-Tang. Live and kicking, man, I come like Liu Kang. But I'm feeling like a skunk bag, 2 grams. Call me your highness, huh? Plus, man, I'm a king, Skywalker, like Anakin. Anybody wanna fly? Got you feeling hot like tight leather and bright. Weather stuck with mind terror, but I better the dilemma. It's your rap guru, but to bring it back to you. For those that chat doo-doo, coming in, pandoodoo. Zone out, you would think I'm touched by mad voodoo. Profound, never been lost, and that's too true. Don't pound, but you get no chances to bamboozle. Slow down, we're going all out for Yahoo. That's freedom.
Yahoo!
What? That was insane. That was so much fun.
Yo,
my
man.
Goodness.
That was a fucking sight. You
my
look.
My goodness.
Hey, the bars coming out there, boy.
That was so much fun.
Jeez, I've got to listen back to that
shout
right there.
Shout out to 1-2-C.
Yes, 1-2-C-87.
What's the link? How can
Mike
people find you?
Instagram, Twitter. And check my website, but 2c87.co.uk, please.
Mike Kaje, how can we get hold of you, bro?
Are you welcome?
Hermano.
Instagram, Mike Kaje SS or Mike Kaje Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A. Mike Kaje with a double L.
Sicario. Danny Bliss. Let me know, bro. How can we get hold of you?
Twitter, Terra Bliss, but everywhere else, Danny Bliss. Just Google me, your family.
There you go, adding the confusion
Lefty,
into the game.
At?
I'm trying to keep it Danny Bliss. Yeah, say Terra Bliss. Anyway.
Lefty LGN on everything. Twitter, Snapchat, Insta, all that. Yeah, just find one, you'll find them all.
And Ransom Bad Bones, thank you so much for coming through and performing for us. That was
a pleasure.
Insane! What's the links, quick?
Yeah. Well, the links are Ramson Bad Bones Facebook, ramsonbadbones@gmail.com. You can get me on there.
Thank you all for coming through to the show. Thank you to DJ Cool Love for providing the beat this week on the show. Shout out to you guys for listening. If you missed any of that, it's foodbarradio.com/hip-hop. Remember, next week we got Lewis Parker live in the studio, Mark Griss, Tony D live in the studio, and the Dope Flop Massive too. So you know where you need to be Monday 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. with myself.
Next week's gotta be fun.
And my Stiggy.
Yeah.
And you know, every week we have to leave you with the right
unity.
Tone.
Yeah, that's gonna be fun.
Unity. Brother, sister, there's got to be. Dance every now and then. A little honesty and trust among us.
a little love and harmony, and there'll surely be some unity. Unity.
This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.